Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're gonna dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country.
Got the blues.
And the poem is called H2O G-A-T-E Blues. And if H2O is still water and G-A-T-E is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plight and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plight and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free, just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi-Cola and Phillips 66. Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dita Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of them authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove the Whataburgers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddox, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. Watergate. Four more years of that.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need delay. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going
There you go. Well, greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show live on BTR. I hope everybody had a great day. I did not. Anyway, besides that, we had a good show tonight. I hope we can kind of come up with some type of answer we're looking for, which we probably won't, as you know, because every time we turn around, it's a new agenda, part of the agenda, probably 21, that we see going on, and we lose more rights as we speak. I looked at the news today. I'm still not impressed. But anyway, I better grab my co-host. I thought she's going to take the night off, but she's a diehard. She's always going to be with me. So I'm going to bring on the most wonderful co-host on BTR, which is Aunt Gwinnett from Delaware. Hello, Aunt.
Hello,
how are
Ron.
You?
Hello, Ron.
Are you gonna...
well, thank you. I'm just
okay,
going to lay back. I'll chime in every once in a while, but I'm
That's
basically going to lay back tonight.
Well,
so hello,
that.
Everyone.
Absolutely.
We have Billy D in the room, and Sister Egonia will knock us cardio, prepper die, and pumpkin 13. So I want to say hello to everyone, and we have a caller on the line already. So
all right,
just want to greet everyone.
All right, let's bring that caller in. All right, 561, you're on the air on the Ron Rick Show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, good.
Hello, Miss Elvira.
Hi, dear.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm relaxed, and I'm gonna sit back and listen. Okay.
Yes, me too.
Okay.
Well, how are you doing, Miss Elvira? It's been a while. It's been a while since we talked.
Well, my situation get worse and worse. So I'm praying very hard. I'm gonna be on the street. I'm about the 20th, you know.
Well, that is not a good thing.
Nope, and I'm ill. I need two surgeries done. The doctor told me that I'm being eaten from the inside out. You know, it's what they were. Remember, I was telling about how I would get chemical spray. Spray with chemicals.
Right.
Well, the chemicals are eating
right.
up my inside, eating me from the inside out. And
oh
I'm trying
God.
To get the medical treatment, and I can't get it. You know, it's always interference. I went in the hospital. I had to have more blood, you know, two more pints of blood. And then some mental health doctor came into my room and spoke to me. Remember, was that your call when I was at the hospital? And the woman had given me a sedative, and I'm laying there asleep. Next thing I know, I'm being carted to the mental hospital by two police officers. That was in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
That's the way they do it. They come up with their own answer, even though it's the wrong answer most of the time on medical conditions. You know, like this Affordable Care Act, this Obamacare deal, it's getting insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking to people on the street, and they're like, I can't afford it. You know, I just can't.
Me
do
either.
Right. I mean, and then there again, they get the insurance companies are now in control, and the IRS is the one that runs the show. Something ain't right in the picture. You know, I really can't understand why would the Internal Revenue Service have anything to do with health care? You know, they're just collecting for the Federal Reserve, you know, which everybody knows that is the deal. But anyway, now it's going to be where they, it's going to be selective care, which, you know, we talked about how the new that new prescription pill that the FDA just approved with the microchip in it, that little nanochip where they're putting in these pills now, so the doctor can get email sent to him or whatever to his telephone. And, you know, what's going to happen, that's going to turn into a massive confusion deal because, you know, the thing about it, they say that most pharmaceutical drugs are the biggest abused drug in the country. It's pharmaceuticals. So you're going to have people that are buying these, you know, pharmaceutical drugs from another person, which that microchip is going to be coded in for the other person. So you get one of these street people that does pharmaceutical drugs, and they go to their doctor, and they're going to have 20 different people inside their stomach reading off that code chip. You know, so it's they just want complete control. But what I'm saying about it, they're going to want to select the care that you'll look at your age, your race, what you are, and they'll say, well, you're allowed to get this kind of care. You know, we're not going to try to save you, but we're going to milk you along for a little while. But I think it's going to wind up declining people care, and I think it's an illusion. They say the Affordable Care Act can take people with pre-existing conditions. But actually, it ain't going to matter what condition you got, they're going to try to bump you off a little faster.
That's what I'm dealing with. I'm targeted by doctors and social workers, and that's the worst thing you can be targeted by to me, and, you know, where I stand.
Right.
Did you know on the 16th of this month, you ever see that Blog Talk Radio show, Where's Obama's Birth Certificate? Well, those people... It's a military guy. He's heading heading this huge, huge protest. If you know about the Bundy Ranch, the protest that was held at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada,
but
that's where most of those people, that's where they went. They went to the Bundy Ranch first, then they're going to be in Washington, I think the 15th, 16th, or the 17th, protesting, you know, about the birth certificate, stuff like that. When Obama could resign.
The American Spring. That's this Friday. What is today?
The 16th. The American Spring. Is that what you're talking about, Miss Elba?
Right. The American.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of different organizations coming together, and that's what they are planning to do. They're also going to be there for Reverend Pinckney. You know, the 20-something in Michigan. And do you hear the show Pete Santelli show? He's sort of like Alex Jones. Well, that's where they have their own media. So they're doing pretty good.
Right.
They didn't recently do something like that too.
I sent Antoinette a link on a video. What was that, Egypt? I can't remember now. My God.
Is it the one that was on the American Springs?
Right. It wanted to be in 33 million people showed up for that party.
Military
government.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, they show up outside the country.
Yeah, 33 million people showed up for that show, and they winded up taking over Egypt. They took the whole country back. They weren't planning on taking it.
That's what we need to do here in America. We need to get that many people together. And so far, between Pete Santelli and Reverend Pinckney and a few others, that's beginning to happen in
Right.
You know,
but, you know,
this
most,
is what
a lot of people
need.
They're saying, well, you know, one of them are saying people like us are completely crazy, and until it comes and hits them in the ass, and they can be ready for it when it does come, which I'm going to laugh at them. I ain't going to care. I really won't, because that's the fact is, when you sit down and sit back and say, well, I'll the government will handle it, they'll take care of it, and you sit there and sleep through it, you think you're going to sleep through it, when they come knocking your door down, drag your ass out, send you to concentration camp. Different story. But that's what's wrong with people.
Yeah.
They don't take a look at the political situation going around them. I mean, cops now are militarized. They ain't like the friendly neighborhood cop. It's like, oh, how are you doing today, ma'am? You know, how are the children? Nothing like that. No. Give me your ID, take it to the bar. You know, beat you in a few times with a pistol, then tase you. So there you go. And that's what
A lot of the police officers and things that we have here are from other countries. We have know, peace officers, so-called, I guess, from China and Russia that are here also. That
like
is a part of the UN,
right.
Policing, I guess you would, you know, militarizing, mm-hmm. you know, since they know that the military basically is not going to go against the United States citizens because of the Constitution, then
right.
they have in other forces from other countries. That is
so
a part of the UN agenda. Pardon
me? Makes that the enemy? Who is the enemy now? You know, that's the thing. What is the American people done to these people to become an enemy? Nothing. You see?
Well, we
when
still put Constitution.
People of your government, which, you know, we don't know who is actually running the government. We don't know that.
That's right.
You know, as far as the Constitution goes, you know, like I tell people, as long as you got that first piece, you ain't got no constitutional rights. And that's what it does.
Right.
Put you under commercial law, and that's what you get. That's how you're treated, under a commercial code law. Not a color, you know, the color of law. It's a commercial law. You know, constitutional law, first, you know, like they got rid of the common law, and then you got the maritime law, you know, which has to be a contract in dispute. And the funny thing about it, you know, people don't realize these people actually are criminals. They are robbing them for money. If you stood on the sidewalk in New York City years ago, it used to be a $50 fine. Now it's $500. But vomiting is free. So, you know, you spit, it's $500. Matter of fact, here in Missouri, fishing without a fishing license used to be a $100 fine, which is why it's stealing money from you. Now it's $500. They can seize your fishing poles. They can seize your boat. They can seize the truck you put poles there with. Ain't that nice? So they can take all your stuff, too. That is right up, straight up, the armed robbery. Armed robbery. You have to pay to get permission to fish.
Whoa, yeah, that's right. They started that here in Florida, too. Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
you
that's
pay for permission to drive.
I think that's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. But they want more money, and they're saying, in fact, they do it for revenue. That's why they fine you, you know, and... Yeah. Legally, or technically, if you look up the word sheriff, it would go back in history and let you know that the sheriff is actually a tax collector. That's all he is, a tax collector. But they turned him into a corporation. Different story. Change the rules. You see, they slowly incremented this into our system.
I want to ask a question. Did we allow that? We the people?
We were kind of extorted into it. It wasn't that we allowed it; is we've never seen it coming. You know.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, it's like the birth certificate. That thing. I go back to everybody hates me talking about this birth certificate, but it has a lot to do with that. Why we're seeing what we're seeing today. You know, when mom and dad had you, and they signed that paper, they didn't know what they were signing. They had no legal advice. They just signed it, and didn't come back 30 days later to claim you. So automatically, you became an orphan, a ward of the state. You are state property now. You're registered with the state. Just like a car, like a house, anything else, registered to them. You know, people look at me like that, man, you're out of your mind, Ron. But when I do a little research, hey, man, Ron, I'm talking about that. Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick. It's sick.
That's what those, the people that's at the Bundy Ranch, the people that's going to this protest, that's what they're mm-hmm. about. They're about the Black's Law Dictionary.
Right.
You understand? That,
right.
That's what those people, they get into that kind of thing like that.
Right. So. But you remember back during like Martin Luther King's days, until he was fighting for civil rights, okay?
Yeah,
he was fighting for civil rights, but he, I don't believe in that era of time that they actually knew what they were fighting for. They knew what they wanted. They knew what they should have got. But when it changed the set of rules, they said, well, yeah, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. But in the whole reality of it was the fact is we were under corporate law. They never knew it. Never knew it. Nobody knew it. They didn't want you to know it. They changed the words, just like Concord. All the words are different than what you understand. And that's why they always ask you the question, do you understand? That means you stand under me. That's what understand means. You know, we know that everything's that you comprehend what you're saying. That's what they think it means. But in legal terms, it means stand under me. And so, you know, the first thing they ever ask me a question like that, do you understand me? Mm-hmm. Nope, I don't. I mean, I know I make them mad. I just do that. But that's just the way it is. I don't care. I'm going to stand up for my actual rights in reality. And that's something we just don't have anymore. You know, you have mandatory, like, okay, like I said, you got to wear a seatbelt because it's the law. You know, excuse me, personal choice whether you want to go through the windshield or not. That's your choice, okay? But if you don't do that safety thing to save your life, we're going to steal money from you because you didn't lock it. Click it and ticket. I mean, that's what a motto, click it or ticket. That's a perfect little rhyme. So now we got that going for us. That was the first one that really kind of got my ass on fire. The second one was when they came up with the mandatory car insurance, forcing you to buy car insurance. I mean, you should have insurance to save your money, okay? But you got to remember, insurance companies are nothing but for a profit business, just like a court. Same company doing things. It's one company helping another company make more money. So it's a win-win situation. If you don't have it, the court makes money. If you have it, the insurance company makes money. Now we got the Affordable Care Health Care Act. There's another one being forced into. It's mandatory. You know, if you don't do it, we're going to fine you and fine you. You know, why are you in prison doing 20 years? Well, I didn't go for the Affordable Health Care Act, so I don't want to be healthy because the prison system is a better health care system. You know, so that's the saddest part about it. So if you don't, it's like communism, socialist communism, forced into doing things we don't have to do. Like I said, my philosophy that was this Obama Health Care, Affordable Care Act, it should be the insurance company should be forced to take anybody in any condition you're in.
What?
And not forced to have to go with them. Because once you sign with the insurance companies I see, I've heard and seen, they'll tell you a price right in the beginning. It's like a phone company. You get a price saying it's going to be $50 a month, and then when you finally get the bill, it's $300 or $400 a month. You know, they have all these little fees and taxes and surcharges. And that's, you know, what you're going to be looking to pay, more than you expected. And it comes as a shock, and then they cancel your policy, and they jack it up more and more and more as they go along. So, you know, that's pretty well, what I'm saying about it. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, they, matter of fact, I've seen something today, too, on the job market. The job markets right now, they said that all they've been looking good and everything, but it's not sustainable. It is not sustainable. So, there you go. Anyway, we got another caller on. Let's see who this caller is. William Dirk. How's it going,
that's
William?
That's me. It's me, Billy D.
Oh, Bill, hey, how's it going? I didn't see your name come like that.
Yeah, I was actually going to do that. I was actually going to do a little half an hour show tonight, but I seen you had a show, so I canceled it.
Hello, Billy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's not sorry. I'd rather be at your show than listen to myself talk.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Well.
At least there's people here, you know? I was just doing I taught myself how to, did you hear an algorithm, Ron? You have?
Yes.
All right. I taught myself how to do, it's called a social algorithm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you ever hear of a social algorithm?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. So I taught myself how to, that was the easiest algorithm you can do. In my opinion, maybe it's not, but for me it was. So I learned how to do it. So I did one. I haven't done one in years. The one I did before was dead on. All right. I have total proof of it. It's all written down. It's all documented. Everything's recorded, actually. So I decided to do one. And there's going to be an event that's going to basically – the algorithm basically states that it's going to pull – it's going to paralyze – people will be paralyzed in fear. I use the word paralyzed in fear.
Right.
And this algorithm only lasts 6 months before it expires. So something big is coming where people are so paralyzed in fear, and it's going to affect the economy. The economy is going to be affected. Didn't state exactly if it's because people are so paralyzed in fear that it's affected, but it just said that the very next one was, you know, economy affected drastically by event.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what that is, but it doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good.
Right. What?
Bill, here's something that you said that my cousin had called me earlier this evening and was telling me in our local paper yesterday, it was telling people to prep that something's coming, the apocalypse,
No, that's not
a day warning. No, well,
yeah.
This was a doomsday warning in our paper.
This ain't, yeah, this ain't that big. This is just an event. It's an event that has enough impact that it paralyzes, and it's here in the U.S. is where it's going to happen. It actually gives me the city. I will never tell anybody that because I'm superstitious about that. I'm almost afraid I'm going to speak it into existence. That's just a little quirk I have when it comes to that kind of stuff. I have given that information out before. I have given like locations out. One was to the FBI, and it happened right on that date. You know what I mean? So ever since then, I'm like, I'm never going to, like, you know, did I talk that into existence, or that happened anyway? It was really weird for me. But some sort of event that is bloody. I don't want to really get into that much. It's bloody. There's a lot of death. It polarizes every person. They're polarized. I almost got from it that people like are hiding in their homes. They're so afraid. They don't even want to go to work. They're so just polarized with fear, and it kept repeating that. And sometimes algorithms do that. At least mine do. They repeat things. And then the economy's affected because of the event. I'm guessing that's because everybody's so afraid. They're just not moving. You know what I mean? They're just kind of, you know, they don't want to go anywhere. And man, it's whatever that is. I don't know, but that sounds pretty bad. And then something else happens after that, supposedly, but it's a 50-50. So 50-50 doesn't work for me anymore. It used to, but not anymore. So it's looking wow. I was just like, wow.
You have to leave Ron and I email and let us know what is actually going on.
The event is over. It can happen. It hasn't happened yet. It's not even. And if it hasn't, you know, if it doesn't give me an exact date, it's like not written in stone, I guess. I don't know. But the algorithm expires. I did it today, so this is the beginning day of the algorithm, and it expires in a little bit less than 6 months. It's just a little tad under 6 months. If it happened a couple of days over to 6 months, I would still say that my algorithm was valid. You know what I mean?
Well, we have some comments in the chat room. Two questions for you. One, Pumpkin would like to know, can you say if this is the East Coast or the West Coast?
Basically East Coast. I'll say that. It's on the East
Coast. Okay, and is it the MERS outbreak, the MERS outbreak?
No, no. It has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Nope.
And Sister Argonia has said, web bout, B-O-T-S, bout, boats, boats. Is this what you're talking about?
You know something? It's funny that she brings up web bots because, no, it doesn't. There's no web bots that I'm aware of, and I wouldn't be. I'm just a regular person. You know, I wouldn't be aware of it. But I do use the Internet a lot. I mean, I think I understand, basically in using certain keywords as soon as, you know, in the beginning when I start with basically, you know, the algorithm, it'll start giving me keywords that I can click in and look at things, and it has to, you know, it makes sense of what the algorithm's saying. So I guess I'm being my own little web bot. You know what I mean?
Yes. And she also said Cliff High. Cliff. C-L-I-F-F, second word, high, H-I-G-H.
I don't even know what that is, Cliff High.
I don't either. Sister Argonia, do you care to expand on that? And Prepper Diane asks, how about the VRE? You can get those from dirty hospitals.
No, it has nothing to do. I actually did one where it did talk about, remember when the birds all fell there in, like, Louisiana and stuff? And,
yes.
Yeah. I did do an algorithm that actually showed that. That's actually when I was given this information to the FBI straight up. I'm like, look, man, I know how to do this. Here it is. Also, the airport in Florida. a problem with the runways. It didn't give me, like, real direct what the problem was. It was a problem with the runways. And then within that time frame where the birds were all diving.
The blackbird.
Yeah. They had to fix the runways because magnetic north or something shifted a little bit. So the runways weren't correct. So they had to fix that in Florida. It was weird. But, yeah, I mean, it did mention Florida and the runways. You know, sometimes it's not really direct, you know. It's kind of a heads up. My social algorithms are more like a heads up. Like, you would see this, and then this would be what would happen next. Like,
so is this almost like a well, first let me take the questions. Sister Agonia said that Virtus Radio, VERITAS Radio, Cliff High, Web Bouts Trends 2014, and she gave a YouTube.
I'm gonna have to watch that. That's gonna freak me out. Yeah, that's gonna freak me out if it says Veritas, the same thing.
Sister Gonya, I cannot get it out. Veritas and Prepper Diane said the VRE. You get these from the dirty hospitals. And she said many people die from it daily, but it's not being talked about. Virotris.
Is that what the...
I cannot get that out.
Is that what the video is about?
Yes. But I cannot get the word out correctly. Okay, and Prepper Diane gave the resistance. Is this for the respiratory disease that... been going around? Oh, okay. Sister Agonia said it's called a staph germ. Pumpkin wants to know, Billy, can you give us some more clues? Is it something violent, like a terror event or war on our soil?
I would put it in the lines of skirmish.
Skirmish, could you elaborate on that?
Well, a skirmish is...
like a military event, you know, like...
I guess it's something similar...
Like a...
I guess it's something similar to what happened at the Bundy Ranch. That was a pretty intense skirmish right there, you know, where the BLM backed down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can only go with the words that I can actually understand, because some of it's actually math, and math is not words.
Sister Gonya, you said a false flag.
No, it's not a false flag. Absolutely not. I've
not
never even. I don't know, man. You know, I never seen one of them, and it's a social.
A false
it's a
flag,
social
sure
algorithm.
You have. What was?
No, I mean in an algorithm. I've never seen anything that said false flag. I did have one that I'm trying to remember how it words it, because it words it weird. Basically, it didn't say it this way. I can't remember. I'd have to go look at it. It basically said, "You can't trust." Like anything, like both sides is how I put it. You can't trust both sides, whatever the frig that is. I took it as when I was given this information to the FBI is maybe I can't really trust, you know, it's not a good idea to talk to them about it, you know what I mean, or talk to anybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So Pumpkin asked, will this start in a major city?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you said on the East Coast.
Yep, East Coast.
See,
if I know
she said a major grid problem. Because, you know, a while back, about 6 months ago, maybe not even quite that long, they were talking about taking out the grid. And it was supposed to happen in Region 3, which is, parts of the East Coast. Mm-hmm.
Now, this event I could see causing the city to shut down completely.
Yeah, well, if you knock out the grid, that would cause the city to knock down.
you know,
I mean, I guess,
knocking
I mean, I
out
guess
the power.
I mean, I guess in the event there, I mean, there could be power outages, but not like a major on purpose one. You know what I mean? Just to, as a result. Just as,
you know,
this just
was
as
a
result.
Testing of one. And as I said in our local newspaper, you know, it, you know, I didn't see it, but my cousin was reading it to me, where, you know, it was telling people that something was coming. They wasn't sure what it was, you know, and he told me this was on the front page. And it was telling people to have food and stuff like that.
Where did they get the information? Are they talking about bad weather or, you know, why, what?
They said they didn't know what it was going to be.
Well, then how do they know
prepare for this?
How do they know about it if they don't know what it's going to be?
Don't ask me. I do not know.
Huh.
Well,
that's interesting.
Can I chime in on this a little bit? And give
yeah,
you a little
please.
Help on this. Okay. The deal on this, what you're talking about, if you realize around you what's going on, everything is now digital. You know, yes, the sound quality is better, the picture is better, but there's a button to this digital world to shut it down. That's how they could do it. They could shut it all down. Because the power grid's all digital, computers run it all, everything's ran by computers. So all it takes is one flip of the switch and it's over. Communications shut down, people will flip out, they ain't got a cell phone no more, no TV, the only thing you'll get is what they're going to put on there for you. Mm-hmm. This will be gone, you know, internet access will be gone, so it'll be complete chaos is what they're going to do.
Well,
and I don't think
it's
going to be one area. I think I'll do one hit, one good time.
Right.
That's like they don't like the hackers. The hackers have control like they want. You know, so it's it just depends. I mean, who does control the internet?
Whoever's got the power cord. But I do see the question in the chat room. Ask Billy how the FBI reacts when he talks to him. This was years ago, Pumpkin, and basically they get all your information, okay, and then you speak with an agent about it. The agent takes the information down so they can get back in, you know, in touch with you and all that stuff. These were multiple calls years ago when I did this this one. And let me see, one I talked to after that stuff went down asked me basically what's next. You know, what does it say next? And I said to him, I said, you know something? I says, I'm not even going to get into it with you because it's like biblical. You know what I'm saying? So I would, you know, he just asked me. But that went way past the expiration because it was like bleed off and stuff. And that went past like the expiration date of the algorithm because they don't last forever. You can't just do an algorithm and say this is going to happen someday. It has a time frame, you know, it expires. This one's 6 months long. I've never done one more than 6 months long. I won't do one more than 6 months long because that's too long of a time period. I mean, you know, it could be a coincidence. It has to fall within the time frame. Let me see. The only other how I was reacted to is I was asking the question, okay, what the frig's going, you know, what's going on is what I was asking. And I got to tell you, usually the FBI, if you even ask them what TV show they watch, they'll just say they don't watch TV, you know, just because they don't want to answer any of your questions. And the one FBI, I think he was like in charge over there where I'm at. And he just kind of sighed. He went like that, and he said, "Just do what you need to do in your area." You know, and that's kind of like I mean, FBI seems pretty cool to me. They don't really, you know, they don't bother me, and I understand their job and all that stuff. But that was a little shocking to me when he said that, you know. I don't know if he's, you know, yeah, I guess he was kind of cutting me a break, I guess. I don't know. I think I know what he means now. I didn't know what he meant then, a few years ago. I know what he means now. Do what you need to do in your own area. That makes total sense to me now, that comment. Did I get disconnected?
No, you're still going.
Okay.
You're fine.
So, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not no, you know, Harvard graduate or anything. This is something I just taught myself how to do. And, you know, it's the biggest part of it is the paralyzed with fear thing. That's what struck me the most, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, like I said, it's going to be the utter shock. People are not going to expect it. Because they've always fixed everything before that you thought they were fixing. But they're having problems. Even the shit they're going to try to pull off, they're having problems. Like that deal in that ranch down at that Bundy Ranch in Nevada. You know, Reed is pretty well showing that he has involvement with this, with his son. You know, I mean, that's showing the kind of abuse of power they will use against you and me and everybody else. You know, it's for their own personal wealth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
4 years they've been fighting this guy with his bullshit grazing feet. Which, you know, if nobody's using that land anyway, who gives a shit if animals are chewing off it? They're probably doing the environment good by fertilizing it. You know, come on. So, they were killing the turtles, and now they're trying to protect the turtles. So it's always a switch on-off deal. And, you know, those agents there from the BLM or whatever they're called, they just didn't look like government people to me. They look like independent contractors like Blackwater, you know? Kind of a missionary group. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say. I don't know. The guy just looked kind of like that to me. He had a beard. He just looked clean, you know. But he was in full, you know, combat, you know, uniform. Had all the gear on.
Right.
You know, the bulletproof vest. You know, the AR-15s or whatever they had and blah, blah, blah. And the thing that really kicked me right in the ass was the fact of the Amendment 1 area. That little 30 by 30 little nesting they put up around there, that's where you're going to talk about the First Amendment freedom of speech in this little area here. The rest of the country is not allowed to do that. Only in this 30 by 30 box. That's where you get the freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah.
You have no say-so. Right.
Yeah, they try to do that over at the Bundy Ranch. That didn't last too long.
No,
observed it.
But that goes to show abuse of power. That is an example of that, as far as I'm concerned. But that's my opinion. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. Who knows? But I've seen that as you've got to be kidding me. Are these people completely out of their fucking mind? Really?
What's GLP? Someone says, Bill, are you on GLP? What's that? Pumpkin asked me. I don't know what GLP is.
Oh, I'm not in the chat room.
Bill, are you in GLP? I have no idea what GLP is.
LA Clippers. Okay, we're going to that guy. Hey, what's up, Michael?
Godlike
production. What's up, man? Godlike predictions. Okay.
Productions.
No, not at all. Absolutely not. I mean, holy crap. I'll tell you what, guys. If I got a message from God, you know what my very second thing would be to do after I got that message? I would drive myself over to the Happy Hospital. And then I would ask them to please take me over to the emergency room and have my head scanned to make sure I had no tumor in my head.
Well, I would start building my ark on my boat, you know.
No, man, that would worry me, like I was hallucinating or something. I need to get an MRI in my head. Let's make sure I ain't got a brain tumor. And if I don't, then, you know, we need to figure out why I'm seeing things. You know what I mean?
Conspiracy site. It has nothing to do with religion. It's a conspiracy site. But a lot of conspiracies are realities. They're proven to be reality. Not everything is a conspiracy.
Later
it's just
on.
That you stop believing every lie that comes out of the mouth of people, and you start to look at things for yourself and research it for yourself and find out if it's true.
Well, you know, I guess I can see the confusion because, you know, me kind of giving you information from this algorithm that I just finished, that's what it does. It pretty much takes a time frame, and you take the information, the present information, also past information, okay, and you try to an algorithm predicts what you would most likely see in a certain time frame that you're looking at, and you know algorithms can be very accurate.
So you're doing a timeline of different historical events.
Well, that's no, not really. It's basically information.
Oh, okay.
It's just information. It's unbiased information. It's just raw information. Some information has to be deleted. It's hard to explain. I have to sit down because there's actually like a little bit of physics involved with it, and that kind of boggles my head a little bit. Makes my head hurt. Makes me sweat actually. I have to think. And no, but I can see where somebody could say like God, like predictions, because algorithms do that. You even do that in the military. You know, okay, we're going to make this assault here. This is the intelligence that we have. This is what we have. This is how it should go down. This is the percentage that we will be successful in this operation. It's more in that lines than like prophecy or anything like that. It's more scientific. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I mean, I'm done talking about it because it confuses people and it gets boring after a while. So I don't know, Ron. What do you think's next, man?
Nothing would shock me. You know, that's what I'm saying. Man, anymore, I'm just, well, no shit. That's what it seems to be. Man, I've said many times in the show that, you know, these crises happen every week. There's a new one every week in D.C. Constantly a problem. You know, why are we having so many problems? We go back, like I said, let's go back 10, 15, 20 years ago. Never. I mean, back when Clinton was in office, one of the biggest things ever hit was him doing that Monica Lewinsky chick. You know, like, man, please.
You don't think that's just a big old distraction? You don't think that's a big old distraction from something else?
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
Who cares about Monica Lewinsky?
Well, my point on that was, now, ladies, no offense, listen, okay, don't take this the bad way, but here's what I'm looking at it. When that went down, I had to make a joke. You know me, I'm a joker about a lot of things. But here's the point that's funny to me on that issue. Look at Hillary and look at Monica. Now, what do you think we expect the man to do? See what I mean? You get it? I mean, Hillary is not the most finest looking thing around anymore. I don't think she ever really was, to me, personally. That's my opinion. But Monica is a little bit better looking, a little bit younger. And Hillary just, you know, I don't know. What can I say? Wouldn't be my first pick.
No. I don't know.
Looks have no meaning. I know looks have no meaning in reality of life. I got that. But apparently Hillary wasn't taking care of business. That's why Bill did what he did. Our Bill is just, you know, get some of a bitch. He committed an act of adultery. Why wouldn't he impeach for that? You know, but that's religion. They don't, you know, but there again, it's legal in court, adultery.
Right.
You know?
You know, you want to hear something really crazy? I had a conversation with somebody just recently. I would say in the past hour and a half, just got off the phone. And I was basically told in so many words that I have to be acceptable in society, I have to lower my standards of honor and respect.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do that, I can get along just fine. Ain't that messed up,
man?
That's so nice.
Lovely.
That's messed up, man.
Exactly. Hey, I got another caller I'm going to bring on here real quick.
Okay.
585, you're on the air. How's it going? Oh, you're all right, man. How's it going, 585?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, this is Chad out of New York. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, man. How is the Big Apple doing? How's the state of apples?
Well, I'm probably about 400 miles west of New York City, so I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm in upstate New York. Yeah, definitely. Well, it's beautiful up here. Can't complain.
Well, this will be one of the first cases goes out, I think.
what did you say?
The Fourth Amendment in New York State. Wrong state, man. Wrong state.
Oh yeah. Well, we're losing a lot of things, including our minds. I mean, New York State is one of the highest tax places on earth, and it's really it's not a good place for retirement. I can tell you that right now. It's going to be a lot of people are going to be just moving out pretty soon if if New York State continues allowing these high taxes. That's really, honestly, I don't know if we're seeing a whole lot of benefits from these high taxes. You think you pay higher taxes to endorse, you know, we do get nice, some nice stuff, but, man, tell you what, doesn't need to be. But anyway, that's a long story. I was really actually calling because I saw your little description there. I'm a first-time caller about what's going to happen next, and I'm sure you're referring to all the chaos all around us all the time.
Right. What's going to be loaded on the pile next? That's the question, you know. What are they going to throw at us
next? Definitely, yeah. Well, a lot of people want to know what's going to happen next. Quite honestly, it's been very chaotic. I'm not claiming that I know what's going to happen next, but I do know where we're headed. And that's because I study the Bible, and I study the Bible in eschatology. I know what the Bible says about the end times, and it is quite striking what the Bible says about the end times. And we're heading in that direction. The Bible is actually very accurate when it comes to predicting the things of the future. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not much of a Bible person. I mean, I'm not real religious, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, I'm not an atheist. Don't think of that. I'm not an atheist. I don't believe there's not a God and all that crazy bullshit. But I do have a problem with the Bible. I do have a problem with that. But, you know, you know, some things don't jive with me and don't make sense. And, you know, it's obvious.
Sure.
Well, that's the way it is, Ron. Well, no, I know. I've read the book 6 times. I know what it means. You know, I mean, I studied, you know, the legalese language for 36 years. You know, so I know different definitions of different words, and different things in, according to history, you know. And I, you know, I'm not bashing the Bible, but, you know, King James was a nutcase, for one. So yeah, that's not the Bible version. You know, so, and then, you know, actually it starts in Genesis. You know, I still have not got a concrete explanation for this one little thing, and that was more when Adam and Eve had the 2 sons, right? Cain and Abel, okay? And then they got wives. Where did they come from? Where did these wives come from? You know, if Adam and Eve is the first 2 people on the earth, where did these 2 wives come from to marry these 2 men? So that was the one that kind of, you know, kind of maybe took a little deeper look at it.
Well, I could sympathize with you.
Right. And then there again, you have where, you know, a lot of churches are just in it for the money. I mean, you know, these big mega churches. And all this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And what really got me, I was a young guy when Jim Baker got busted by the IRS, and then the other one, Jimmy Swaggart with the hooker, you know, it just, you know, come on, man. That just goes to show. You know, that kind of lost my trust in a lot of churches. You know,
sure.
Some churches are legitimate. They are very legitimate what they're doing. You know what I mean? But, you know, the worst one of them all, is the Catholics. I hate to say that. They are the worst ones. Because in history, recorded history, it shows that the Catholics used to tell people, you give us a little money, we guarantee your trip to heaven. What better extortion could you ever put? You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, King Henry did. It was King Henry, wasn't it? That gave his kingdom away and his gold and everything for his guaranteed trip to heaven. So, and the Catholics were the one that did that. So, I mean, so that just gives you an example of where my thoughts come from, you know. Not that I have nothing, but hey, you believe in religion, do your thing. Don't let me stop you. I believe in free will, man. That's what we should have, free will, but we don't have it, no more. Our owners won't allow that.
Man, it certainly restricts us from allowing us to give choices, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. I would like to tell you that if you're looking for anything at all, when it comes to eschatology, okay, that's the study of the end times.
Right.
We should really be paying paying attention to right now is Israel. And the reason why we need to pay attention to Israel is because that's what tribulation is really for. All throughout Bible history there, you have God redeeming mankind through many different covenants, including Jesus Christ, right? But His love and passion for the people of Israel has always been. So he always had a plan to redeem the Jews, and he's certainly going to do that. But they've been very disobedient, to say the least, And that's why they've gone through so many trials. But the great news is that Christ is going to redeem them in the end. And the reason why we're going to have tribulation at all, I get a lot of people that ask me, well, what is the tribulation? And how do we know when it comes? Well, it's a very interesting question because we're actually heading in that direction right now. In fact, what the 7 years of tribulation is, it's Shabuah. You said you studied Hebrew?
Me?
Yeah, did you study Hebrew, you said?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the word
I just studied the Bible, the text of the Bible. You know, the text
of the
Bible.
Okay, gotcha.
What I studied.
Well, when Daniel...
I did research on a lot of churches.
In churches. Okay, gotcha. Oh, that's what you said.
Right.
Okay, I didn't hear. Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, what's interesting, and whether you're a Bible believer or not, this would be somewhat fascinating to you if you had somewhat of an open mind, but basically what's going to happen next is we're waiting for a covenant signing with Israel. In fact, when you get to Daniel chapter 7 through 9, Daniel gives a very interesting prophecy that a 70-week period is going to be fulfilled. Well, we're on that 69th week right now, and the word that's being used there is actually a word, Shabuah, and that word Shabuah means seven. It's a seven
right.
literal years that we're waiting for where the man of perdition, the devil, is going to inhabit a body known as the Antichrist, and the Antichrist is going to sign a covenant with Israel. He's going to be on his side. Israel's side. And what you're going to see before that is more than likely some wars. You got Psalm 83. If you go there, it's very interesting because the names there described in Psalm 83 are actually the little surrounding neighbors around Israel right now if you look on a map. And what it says is, and this was by Asaph the seer, by the way. Asaph was a prophet. He said, these nations are going to come together to make up crafty counsel against Israel, to wipe out the name of Israel so the name of Israel will be remembered no more. And that's what you see right now. You see lots of neighboring enemies of Israel. But it's not over yet because after that Psalm 83 war happens, you're going to have a big uprising of Russia and Iran. Now, years and years and years and years ago, when the Bible was written, Russia didn't have anything to do with Iran. It really wasn't until recently that they started becoming buddies. So I think it's interesting that you see Prince of Rosh coming up from the north. He's going to come down with Persia, which is Iran. It's Persia in the Bible. And they're going to come together, and they're going to try to take out Israel, but God's going to intervene. It's not until the seven-year covenant that is signed is when the Antichrist shows up on the scene. And then if you want to know what's going to happen after that, just read. Because the Antichrist is going to create this false peace. And if you're not in Jesus Christ, you're going to follow this man or you're going to be beheaded. And he's going to create a false peace for the first 3.5 years. He's going to turn on Israel for the last 3.5 years. So what we're looking for, the next major Bible event, is the rapture of the church for us Christians. But as that's happening, the Antichrist is going to move in and sign a peace covenant. Well, what do you think they're doing right now, which I think is interesting? Israel is trying to meet with Palestine, trying to create this, and what I heard is a seven-year agreement. So it's very possible what we're dealing with right now is a biblical event coming up in the near future. You also there?
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
I had
man,
myself muted so I could listen to you.
Okay.
I was on another page.
Okay.
I was listening to you, yeah. I got you, absolutely.
Okay.
And we have some questions.
Sure.
Pumpkin wants to know who the Antichrist is.
Well,
Pumpkin, I can't answer that because you don't know yet. You don't know until he's exposed.
Right. Well, I think that people have made the assumption that the Antichrist will be Obama.
I don't believe, which I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to be the case, only because this Antichrist is a political leader, but there's some attributes in the Bible that talks about that it makes it me think that it's not Obama. But I would say we don't know who the Antichrist is, but I'll tell you what, you folks who will still be alive and remain after the rapture, you're going to know who the Antichrist is the moment he puts his pen down and signs a covenant with many. And that's going to be in Israel. And here's what's very, very interesting. I want to share something very – I don't have my scripture references in front of you, but those still listening to me and they're not bored to death and ran away, let me share something with you that I think makes a very interesting thought. Who here knows if they heard of Israel wanting to build a third temple? Anybody?
I heard something about that. And it's in Mount – wait a minute, because I just heard it a day or two ago.
It's in the West Bank in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Right where the Dome of the Rock is right now. They want to build a temple, and that's been the problem in Israel. Geopolitically,
well, Israel has always been from the beginning, the Israelites have always been a disobedient people.
Mm-hmm. They have. But God is going to redeem them. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me just share this out real quick before we get into a side topic. Because I know you guys got to go and you got other things you want to talk about. But here's what I think it makes a very interesting thought, all right? Israel wants to build a third temple. Well, it just so happens that when you get to Revelation, as you're reading through it, you notice that the church is gone by the time you get to Revelation chapter 4. But what happens is the man of perdition, or the Antichrist, is going to come in and he's going to seat himself in this brand new temple. Now, what's in the temple? Well, the temple consists of many different chambers and parts, but what makes up the very most important part of the temple is a chamber called the Holy of Holies. And if anybody has ever studied Bible literature or the Bible, you know what the Holy of Holies is. It's the place where God supposedly dwelt, okay? That's where the Israelites followed him. They worshipped him there. Only priests were allowed in there. Now, Jesus Christ destroyed that law. All right, now he's ripped that veil. Now everybody can have access to the Father. But before it wasn't the case. So what's going to happen is Israel is going to build this third temple. And it's described, and again, I can't reference for you, but maybe some of you can look it up in Revelation. What's really fascinating. Oh, are you still with me?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What makes this really fascinating is the Bible describes this third temple having part of it left to the Gentiles. Okay, now just think about that for one moment. God is saying, if you're going to build this temple, which he doesn't want because the Antichrist is going to sit in this temple,
mm-hmm.
he says, you're going to leave the outer banks of this temple to the Gentiles. Well, in the agreement right now, politically, if there is any temple being built, it appears that the Palestinians are going to be sharing some of the territory. So they may get their temple really soon. But guess what? The temple area is also going to be shared with the Muslims, with the Palestinians. And that's incredible because that's exactly what the Bible predicts. Now, if there is a temple built in the near future, that is going to be, more than likely, the temple where the Antichrist sits and creates the abomination of desolation.
Oh,
and that's when that's when God sends his wrath. Okay, so if you guys are still here seeing all of that, be aware, the Antichrist is not your enemy. God is going to be. So I say to every person listening, if you have not repented and put your trust in Jesus Christ alone, plus nothing to save you, got to do it now. Because the way things are shaping up, we are heading into the end times. very, very quickly. In fact, Jesus describes the end time as a woman in travail with a baby. And if anybody out there is listening to me and they said, well, what's a labor like? Well, let me tell you, my wife had four babies. I know exactly what labor is like. You first, you feel a pain. Then the pain gets stronger and stronger. Not only stronger and stronger, but quicker and quicker until the baby is born. So Jesus said these things are going to come onto the world as women in travail, into birth pains. So you're going to see one thing after another. Take a look at the weather patterns. Take a look at what's happening around the world with wars and rumors of wars. There is tons and tons happening everywhere, and it's coming to a close very, very soon. I will say this too, and maybe some of you should look this up. Just recently, we've had a blood red moon. It appeared over Jerusalem on the feast of Passover, just recently, just within the last 3 weeks or so. All right? What's really fascinating is that there's four of them, and they're coming between the years of 2014 and 2015. One on Passover, one on Tabernacle. And then again in 2015, another blood red moon is going to appear in Passover, and the other one's going to appear on Tabernacle. So you got four blood red moons, which all it means is a lunar eclipse, and that's what NASA calls a tetrad. When you get four blood red moons back to back without any partial eclipses in between. Are you all following me? So it's really important that you understand it. The key to end time stuff is Israel. And God is giving us a sign. This is what he says in, I believe, in Luke 21, that God made the sun, moon, and the stars as a sign given for seasons. And that word for seasons actually means feasts. So guess what? God is saying, you got to get ready. Something big is about to happen. And I would encourage every one of you to go onto YouTube, check out a guy by the name of Scott Clark or Rhythm Eternal Flow, and he can explain this tetrad to you. Because let me tell you something, it's not only happening here in 2014 and 2015, has happened four other times in history, and you will be blown away when you see what God is doing with the sun, moon, and the stars. But I would say repent. Put your trust in Jesus now, because I don't know how much time we have left. That's all I really have to say.
Yes, and I thank you for that. We have a question. Pumpkin would like to know, or are you saying that Jesus, God is bad and Jesus is good, and she thought that Jesus was a part of God, which Jesus is the Son, and she's confused, so if you could elaborate on that to her.
Sure, I'd be glad to. I'd love to answer this question. Well, Jesus is part of a Trinity, and a lot of people get this confused, even amongst a lot of different cults. What they'll say is the Trinity is kind of like modalism. I can't even say the word. Modalism means that, you know, at one point in history, God wears a mask as God the Father. And then maybe the next point in history, he's Jesus. And maybe the next point in time, he's God the Holy Spirit. But what the Bible teaches is something called a Trinity. Now, that word Trinity is actually not in the Bible. What it is, it's a concept and is illustrated throughout all the pages of scriptures. Let me give you an example. For instance, nobody has a problem saying that God is a father. All right? Everybody I talk to, doesn't matter what religion they are, always says, yes, I know who God the Father is. Where they start having a problem is when I start talking about Jesus Christ. What is he? Who is he? Well, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but that is a Hebrew and Greek term that actually literally means the divine nature or oneness, okay, or the thumbprint of God. He's a representation of God. It says this in John chapter 1. I want you all to write this down, okay? John chapter 1, verse 1, and it says this, and I quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, that word is a very interesting word. I try to say that three times fast. That word is an interesting word because what it means in what it is in Greek is logos, L-O-G-O-S, logos.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what it means. It means this, the rational principle that governs the universe. That's what it means. So when the Apostle John wrote that verse, he's referring, are you ready for this, to Jesus Christ. And we know that because the whole chapter is about Jesus. And when you get down to verse 14, it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, everybody I talk to, doesn't matter if they're a believer or not, knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Intuitively, they just know that's talking about Jesus. But what John is describing here is very fascinating. He is talking about this Christ, this Jesus, being God himself. So that's number two. And then you have the Holy Spirit, which is a he, because he's described he in the New Testament, and he is God as well. So you got three persons, but they're all one God. I can't describe it any way else. It's confusing to some, but makes sense to a lot of other people. It's the Trinity is three separate beings, okay? You got God the Father, God
they're
the Son,
on one
God
accord.
But they're all
There's
one
three
God.
Three separate
yeah.
entity on one accord.
That's right, but they don't, it's not modalism. I want you to make that
right.
very clear. Yeah, it's three separate beings, but they're one God. That is the Trinity.
Yeah, the closest that I can explain it is, but that's only with two, but, you know, when they say a husband and wife, when you get married, two have become one.
Huh? Yeah.
You know, and you're still two separate people, but you became one.
Well, yeah, and actually, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what Jesus uses to describe his relationship with his people and with
yeah.
God. He says, me and the Father are one, like a marriage couple
right.
are one.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. one in unit, yeah. But
yeah.
It's, yeah, when Jesus talks about himself, though, it's different.
Right.
It's, we can't quite grasp the spiritual nature of the whole thing. Are there any other questions?
I have a little bit of a different point of view when it comes to the Bible.
Sure.
The Bible is like way crazy relevant. I understand that for sure. It's been relevant, and you know, even the Quran, any religions, extremely relevant to human beings. Just look back in history. I mean, it's like crazy relevant. So. You can't ignore the Bible, that's for sure. For the mere fact, I'm not an atheist at all. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Hold on. Before you continue, let me ask you a question. Yeah, let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
You say you believe in God. Which God is it?
There's only one God.
What do you mean?
Like I couldn't describe to you God. I don't think God has a nose and eyes.
Well,
and ears
how do you know? How do you know this God at all? I mean, what? Let me ask you a better way here. Maybe this will clear it up. What
okay.
makes the product? What product of your faith? The one you just described to me. You said I have a hard time with the Bible, but I do believe a God exists.
I didn't say I had a hard time with the Bible. I said the Bible is very relevant.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to misrepresent you. I'm just trying to understand your faith here. Are you a Bible believer, Christian?
I would say I'm definitely a believer in faith, without a doubt. I have a picture I'm looking at right now that states that. But see, how I look at the Bible, I guess you could say, is more from a scientific point of view. And that's
okay.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. I don't think you'd be able to find any quantum physicist that doesn't believe in God at this point. Not really, and be telling the truth. The reason that religion and the Bible is so relevant is because of if you have so many people that believe this is that something's fact, okay, and this is that, we've seen that that creates events also. You know what I'm saying? You can see that with the Quran. Just recently, with the 300 girls getting taken and kidnapped, they're going to be sold for $7 a piece. The whole point to that and what makes that okay is because the guy thinks or says that the Quran says for him to do it.
Oh, okay, let me go back for one moment. I guess I'm confused, like what sort of believer you are. It sounds like you reverence the Bible and you respect the Bible, which is good. But
yeah.
But when it comes to if somebody were to come up to you off the street and say, well, what are you? Are you a believer in Jesus Christ as the Son of God plus nothing to save you? Are you born again? What kind of faith do you have?
Well, there isn't any like one rabbit hole that I'm willing to like just dive in and stay down. Like I'll go down and take a look at it, and then I usually pop out, you know, when I'm done.
Do you think there should be?
Should be what?
Do you think there should be one rabbit hole that tells you all things so that we can have an objective truth?
If that was possible, but that's impossible.
In what regards?
You're not going to find that among different tribes of people on this planet that are all going to agree that one rabbit hole makes sense.
I'm not talking about other religions necessarily. I'm talking about within Christianity. I'm trying to get an idea of, you sound like you could be kind of part Christian, and maybe, are you a universalist? Do you think that all religions lead to God?
I guess you could say that. I guess you could say,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I got you. I'm just trying. I'm not trying to rob you of faith or, you know, trying to. I am a challenger. You know, that's what I do as a ministry. But I'm not belittling you in any way. I just want to.
Oh no,
I'm not
taking it that way. No, that's cool.
Okay.
This is a cool conversation, man. I'm good.
Okay. Boy, here's my question to you. Okay. If you believe in God, and it's one God.
Hmm.
Here's the question for you. You're ready? It's actually multiple questions. What, where, how, who, and what is God? What God? Who God? Where God?
Well,
is it the God from the Quran? Because now you're saying, you're making a truth claim here that
right.
says there's one God and you follow that God. But the God from the Bible is radically different from the God of the Muslims and radically different from the God of the Buddhists. And the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. So I need to know.
I guess it would be the God of. I guess it would be the God of Abraham, because when I pray, I pray in secret, you know, on my knees. I don't. Jesus said that. He said, "When you know, it's between you and the Father, you know, go in a closet, shut the door." On your knees and pray. It's personal. It's between you and the Father. So I guess the God of Abraham is
the God of Abraham. Okay, kind of like the Jews.
Yeah.
Right. The God of the Jews believe in the God of Abraham.
Can I make a comment here a minute?
I'm sorry. What is your name, sir? The one from New York.
My name is Chad.
Chad. Chad. I want to thank you for calling in. I truly appreciate it. This is a wonderful conversation, and I truly appreciate it. I'm a Christian, but
uh-huh.
I'm sorry, everyone in our audience isn't. And we were on the topic of what's going to happen in America. And
right.
I know
right.
and I can appreciate what's going to happen from a biblical point of view because I believe in that view. But as far
sure.
as you know, everyone in our listening audience that is of multiple, you know, faiths or of no faith at all, no faith
right.
at
well,
all.
Let me just add
well,
that.
I understand, but I'm saying we're, you know, we're, our time is winding up. Pardon me?
Yeah,
I think he's cool. I have no problem.
Oh, okay.
You know me, I'm a shock jock. You know, remember, people have said to me that I am the child of Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. I'm what came out of them two. You know, I'm one of the worst people on the planet to talk to you about things.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. You guys want me to keep going, or you want me to get off?
Yes, I have no problem with it. I was, you know, because of...
Okay, let me ask this question. Let me ask a few questions. Being a mad scientist that I am, you know, we all know, the things like I said, I've researched the book. I've researched churches, you know what I mean? And I, you know, have found a lot of fraud, deception, okay, in a lot of churches, you know. But, I mean, okay, whatever, that's their gig, they got it going. Even though, you know, if they knew what they were doing, they would be, you know, probably locked up for it. But I have discovered in my, you know, research I've done where I've noticed there's a lot of politicians who go to certain particular churches. Okay? So it's kind of, you know, it kind of makes sense to me. You know what I mean? Why are these mega churches out there? What are they? They're not representing God or Jesus. They're representing the dollar, which we all know.
Well,
the love of money is the root of all evil. Correct? So, they're worshiping money.
I think,
you know,
when
a church tells me they want me to pay money at the door to walk into it, that is straight up blasphemy. Period.
Yeah.
If that has any meaning at all.
Yeah.
So,
well,
let me answer that.
Sure. Sure. Well, let me answer that question, because I think you got to, in one sense, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of churches out there that blaspheme God just by their demeanor, okay? They're about money. In fact, they do even something even worse, in my opinion. What they do is they teach a doctrine that I think is damning. They say it's called the wealth and health prosperity gospel, and they're saying if you love Jesus and you have faith, you'll have money and you'll have health and you'll get rid of that cancer because you had all kinds of faith. Well, look, the disciples of Jesus themselves were poor, so that is a damning, damning heresy. And then what do you have? These same people are stealing money. They're buying big old jumbo jets. They're buying fake homes, you know. But I think you've got to be careful because not all big churches. For instance, there's a church out in California that's called Grace Community Church. It's actually headed up by John MacArthur, and he's one of the best pastors who teach the Bible biblically. He doesn't live a rich, rich life. He has just a big congregation. So not all mega churches are bad, but I get what you're saying. But let me quickly go back to this other gentleman I was talking to, because I was just kind of finishing up a thought.
Well, let me throw another question up at you. Let me throw one more at you. Okay, here's my other point of view on these churches.
Sure.
Okay, well, a lot of them are popping up schools in them. A lot of them have daycare centers, a lot of them. Law and their daycare center.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wow, they're in it for the money.
Bless
you,
whoever.
You know, what, you know, I mean, you know, okay, maybe good for the kids to go to church and stuff, but now they're practically coming to the point to where they want to raise them. You know, and I'm like, wow, man, that's wild. You know, because I'm in a Bible Belt. I'm in Missouri. I'm in Southwest Missouri. Okay, down by Branson.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is the Bible Belt. We have more churches than McDonald's here. Trust me. You know,
right.
But I think we're building more banks than churches. It's kind of weird going on. Population of 2,200 people, but they got 7 banks. What's up with that one? But my point of this is, on the churches, it's a political game also. There's a politics in it, okay? Which, okay, well, they're tax exempt. Why is that? You know?
The reason
why
they're tax exempt is because the churches, unfortunately, sold that part to the devil. To take that tax exemption, they did not look at the scriptures where Jesus even paid taxes. You know, when one of his disciples came to him and said, you know, about the taxes. And, you know, and he said, render to Caesar what is Caesar's and what is to God. And he told them to go down to the fish and, you know, he got a coin and he told them, take that and pay the taxes with it. So, you know, this exemption that the churches are taking now.
Before the Bible was wrote,
mm-hmm.
okay, before they wrote the Bible, this has already happened before. the Bible is a history book of somewhat. I mean, it has some text, has some
for those that choose to take it that way, yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, you know, you think, I, you know what, I believe in free will, like I said. Do what you want, think what you want,
yeah.
You know, whatever. I mean, I'm not just laying on my personal perspective because it's a radio show we're doing. But,
yeah.
You know, when we talk, our main thing is politics. What we're trying to figure out is, like, so we're educating each other on the fact of what is going on with this country. I mean, religious, political, educational, health, transportation, whatever it is. You know, I mean, that's what we cover, everything. But it's coming to the point to where people don't know which way to go. They don't know if you're a church. That's what kills me up, inmates, in jails. That's always where they go, always to the church. You know, please forgive me.
Yeah.
But as soon as they walk out, they're right back into the same thing again a lot of times. Not all of them, but, you know, majority. Because most of them are young kids going to jail, teenagers, young men in their 20s, early 20s. So that's the majority of people in prison, you know. And that's another topic for a show. But, I mean, it's just, you know, and they go to the Bible. They actually all run to the Bible. But like I said, when they get out, they kind of forget about it. You know, they forget about church.
Well,
about,
I don't know.
You know.
I would say that it's okay to read. It's okay to have a tax benefit if the government allows, as long as you're not, number one, in the government. But number two, if it furthers, okay, it's investment in our end. When you're going out using it for the gospel, maybe you're saving some money to help poor people, you know. Those are all really good benefits to have when you're tax-exempt on some things. But unfortunately, like you guys are mentioning, there's just too many people trying to take advantage of the government's benefits, and it's affecting everybody else. So I agree with you. I don't really have an opinion on that. I could just tell you to pay your taxes because you don't want to get in trouble by the government. But at the same time, we have to further the kingdom of God doing the work of Christ.
The problem with the tax exemption for the churches is that it puts a limit on how much a preacher can really preach in his church or her church when it comes to what is going on in the world, because you cannot speak against the government because then you lose that tax exemption. So
that's
it was
right.
A good way to shut the churches down.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah, there's a trigger mechanism. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, can we let me go back to this. Now, who was the gentleman I was talking to before? What's his name?
Billy.
Billy. Billy, okay, Billy. Let me just throw this because I think this is an important thing you're bringing up, and it's very good that you're talking about it because not a lot of people want to talk about it. So it's good at least that you're having a very important conversation. Billy, I would say this, and this is just something to think about when you put your head on your pillow tonight. You know, I'm not interested in converting. Only Christ will do that in your life. I can only give the message and hope that God uses that. But I would say, Billy, if all the religions in the world sort of, I want you to picture that in your mind, all religions of the world lead to God. Let's just assume for one moment that that would be sort of an accurate worldview, that all religions somehow lead to the same God. Here's where you have a problem, Billy, and I think this is something that you got to think about. For instance, in the Judaism religion, they believe that Jesus Christ, are you ready, probably has never existed ever. They don't believe he's God in flesh. They don't believe he redeemed mankind with his blood. And they don't believe he might be a prophet or a teacher. The Muslims believe that Jesus Christ was not God. They believe he was a prophet, like Muhammad was a prophet. You have the Mormons. Real quick, I'll go through these really quick. The Mormons believe that Jesus Christ was created by Elohim, who's God the Father, who is the brother of Lucifer. You have Jehovah's Witnesses, who believe that Jesus Christ is Michael the Archangel. Now, here's
no,
my
that's
question.
Not true.
Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus is the firstborn in creation, that he's Michael the Archangel. Absolutely.
Mm-mm.
I know.
They believe that Jesus is the Son of God,
that he is the
Son. Are you Jehovah's Witness?
My mother was. I used to be years ago.
Oh, okay, okay. But you might want to go back and review the doctrines because they do believe that. The witnesses believe that Jesus is, in fact, Michael the Archangel, which is why a lot of the times they don't like to hear the verse. And no offense to your mom or to you, I talk
well,
to many
my mother has went on now. She's passed on.
Okay, okay.
But
well, it's something
no,
that's seriously to consider. But let me finish my thought, because the point of me telling you this was not to get in a debate about Jehovah's Witnesses. The point of me telling you this was to tell you, if that's true about all those religions, then we're going to, by saying that they're all right, we would be breaking something called the law of non-contradiction. That's the third law of the law of logic, which says opposites cannot be true at the same time in the same sense. So how could Jesus be God and not God at the same time in the same sense? It's impossible. Either Jesus is God, or he's Michael the Archangel, or he is a created being, or he is a prophet. He can't be God and not God at the same time. I would caution you, Billy, and say it's really popular to say all religions lead to God. That's popular. I hear it every time I'm out witnessing the streets. But when I challenge people on that thought about the laws of logic, then they begin to question it, because it reduces you to absurdity to say all religions lead to the right God, or to the same God, rather.
Pardon
me,
may I ask you a question?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I just got called absurd. I didn't take it personally either. I understand you're trying to make a point. But, okay, let me see. I shouldn't say religions. I believe that human beings, people, okay, that have a soul, I think all souls go to God. All souls.
Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons too?
Everybody, yes.
Nobody goes to hell.
No, I don't believe in hell.
What?
Okay. Well, maybe that's the issue then. You don't believe in a redeeming,
I believe a person. Okay, that is so guilt ridden, and don't even love themselves can put themselves there in hell if they die, if they choose it. Absolutely.
But didn't you say that hell doesn't exist?
Well, again, I'm saying that heaven can be hell for, you know, somebody else. And what I mean by that is, you know, if somebody feels so strongly that it exists when they pass on, their consciousness, if that's where they think they're going, that's most likely where they're going to go. I personally don't think
they're
going to
hell. Well, whether they think that they are or not, what's the difference between going there and not going there?
I just made an argument for logic, using logic to defend his Christian viewpoint. And my understanding is that you have to have faith. But faith,
well,
because there's a lot of things that happened in the testimony of Jesus Christ, or what we read, the contradictions that we read from John, Matthew, Mark. There's contradictions in that in each of those accounts, but in the same respect, it's not logical that a man walked on water. It's not logical that a virgin gave birth. It's not logical that a man can take a fish and feed 500 people with a fish and a few loaves of bread. But it's not logical. Okay.
But it's possible.
Not logical,
well,
but
you
made
an
argument for logic.
You, right.
And
okay,
also,
yeah, but
as far as heaven and hell existing after you die, you don't know that. You don't know for sure that's true, because you're not dead and haven't been there to come back to tell us. You
well,
don't
that's
know
true,
that that's
that
true.
Stop me from
so that's not logical
that
you're believing in something that's going to happen after you die. Now, you may believe and have faith that it's true, and you're entitled to do that. I happen to believe that heaven and hell are right here on earth. Who knows what's in the afterlife? And I got
Can
one
I
more question for you. I got one more question for you.
Sure.
Do you mean to tell me that a kind person of good works, who happens to be a Muslim or happens to be Jewish or happens to be a Buddhist or happens to even to be agnostic, that a kind person of good works who's done far more good than bad in their life, that they won't go to heaven because if they don't accept Jesus Christ?
That's right. Well, Romans 3:28.
Now, Jesus Christ, let me
add this.
You want
me to answer the question?
Let me add this. Let me add one last thing. Jesus Christ's name wasn't Jesus.
Oh, Yeshua.
So if he walked down the street and you were to say Jesus, he probably wouldn't turn around.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I don't think he's up in heaven, though, going, ooh, boy, they say Jesus one more time. I think he understands.
Well, if you change someone's name, what else has been changed?
Well, Jesus is an American name for Yeshua.
Jesus is an American name now?
Or not American name, but an English name for Yeshua. You know,
is this
an
English name?
Is this Bible talk? Is this Bible study?
It seems like it. Mr. Hood, good afternoon, good evening.
You guys brought it up. I'm just responding to your question.
Well, I just joined in on the conversation. I just joined in on the conversation.
Damn, I never heard you in a long time, Beasley. Where you been at, Beasley?
It's called having a life.
I got a life, too, man. You ain't the only one. I see a lot of people don't have lives on here, but, I mean, Bible. A Bible is going to be the Bible. You're going to believe in what you're going to believe in. I'm not going to sit here and talk my face blue to try to talk nobody into believing any damn thing. You're going to believe what you're going to believe, and that's it, man. I mean, I don't understand why people got to sit here and force their opinion on somebody of what their faith and what they believe in. If that person don't believe in the Bible, they don't believe in the Bible. Shit.
Well, what's your name, man?
Because they know better.
What's your name? Can I ask the guy's question? What's the guy's name?
I'm Commander.
Can I ask the guy's name?
Yeah, my name is Commander A.
Mandaray? Nice to meet you, Mandaray. I'm Chad. It's very nice to meet you. Look, I totally understand where you're coming from. A lot of people don't want to get into this kind of controversy. But let me ask you a question. Do you think that rape and theft and murder is right or wrong?
There's a whole lot of rape, sex, and murder
it's
in the Bible.
Wrong. I mean, that's common sense. You know that's wrong. I mean,
Okay, I understand. I believe you, and I agree with you. I think it's wrong, too. But how do you know it's wrong?
Because you can tell in your heart that it's wrong. If I go and blast somebody in the face, that's wrong. I mean, that's common sense. I mean, I don't understand. That's kind of a fucked up, kind of crazy ass question to ask me if I don't know it. If I don't know I'm wrong,
well,
I'm just kind
of
psychotic. Well, then if I'm psychotic or something, I'm just crazy as fuck, don't know common sense, yeah, then maybe they might
well,
not
no,
know
I
it's
ask,
wrong.
Hey, Mandarin, I ask everybody this question, and the reason why I ask everybody this question is because there are a lot of people who look at morality, for instance, as a subjective reality, which means that it's really just a matter of your opinion. So I can look at rape, theft, and murder as right if I wanted to, but without an objective God from the Bible, how do we know what anything is? That's the point I'm making here. He says that murder is wrong. He says that theft is wrong. He says that lying is wrong, but if you don't believe in God from the Bible, there's nothing that you can justify you saying theft and lying and raping and murdering is wrong. That's
the frontal lobe.
That's not true.
Hold on.
There's laws and statutes.
Oh, my God.
That tell you,
where do they
laws,
come from?
There are laws and statutes that let you know that there's punishments and consequences for raping someone, for murdering someone, and for stealing for someone.
Okay, but who are you?
There are laws and statutes that we all know that are punishments for any of those activities.
Right. I agree, and that's why we have a government who's done that. But the point I'm making is, now just think about this. If morality is subjective, meaning it's kind of based on our opinion, because you have a lot of teachers who believe that rape and murder is perfectly fine. And you can't argue with them that it's right or wrong.
They're definitely the minority. But go ahead.
You're talking about the minority.
I have a Mandela question. I have a Mandela question here, guys. Hang on a second. I have a $1 million question.
Can we get a discount on it? Because I don't have $1 million today.
Maybe so, but check this out. Now, I know you've heard this before. Okay, I don't do the church thing. You know, I don't believe in churches.
I can't believe this is your show. I called in on. Go ahead.
The deal. Your question was: is raping and killing, a bad thing to be happening to people? Okay. Here's what I'm saying. If you do that act to somebody, which is hurting them, makes them a victim, damage, and so under the Constitution, they broke the law, okay? And that's all cool. But here's the thing I've seen in court. You know, you can go to the jury. Now, this is a defendant. I'm a playing defendant. You know, here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up to the jury and say, I know I took out all these people, raped, robbed, and pillaged this village, but if God will forgive me, shouldn't you? See what I mean? Yeah, that is the question. That is the one where it is. I see this happen a lot. If God will forgive me for the things I've done, why don't you? You know what I'm saying?
If God forgives you,
why are you still in jail?
You got to love a religion that allows you to kill somebody, rape a few people, and steal a whole bunch of stuff, and all you have to do is ask for forgiveness. Ask for Jesus Christ, who it wasn't his name. Ask for him to come into your heart and take him into your heart and ask for forgiveness, and you're absolved of your sins because he died for my sins.
Really
in
not,
your head.
That's
in
not
your
even
head.
An accurate
right.
depiction
head.
Of Christianity.
Pardon me?
That's exactly one
of the primary messages of Christianity, that Jesus Christ died for your sins. We're all sinners.
Right.
And that by giving your life and accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're absolved of your sins. That's what are you talking about? That's not Christianity. That's got to be one of the Christianity.
That's
okay,
right.
Christian,
you're
let me talk for a second,
talk.
Folks. Hey, I have to do an announcement. Remember, this is a radio station. It's a radio show. I got to talk, folks. I'm the host. Check it out. We got like 12, 13 minutes left, kids. So if you want to continue on with this conversation and continue on the show, we'll be on in overtime. So you need to call in now. If not, what's that?
No, go ahead, Ron. Give him the phone number to call in. You got 12 minutes left.
Anyway, right. Yeah, you got 12 minutes left to go. The number is 718-508-9813. Operators are standing by to take your calls. Have your credit card ready. Allow 3 to 6 weeks shipping and handling. For delivery. Anyway, sorry, Dad, I'm just kidding. Call in, hang out, because, hey, it's BTR. Anyway, continue on. All phones are open, so whoever wants to talk, knock yourselves out. Let's go.
I mean, are we going to talk another hour about the Bible?
Yeah. Yeah, let me respond to all the comments people are making, or do you want to,
Go ahead, Chad.
Other people trying to. Let me just try to answer this question. You're right. That is the core of Christianity, that Christ died on the cross for our sins. But and down Christianity, as you'll get a that does this. Well, I know I've done a lot of bad in the world, but you know what? Christ paid my penalty and my sins, so I'll just ask them to forgive me, and I'll just ask them into my heart. That's a very unfortunate American watered down version of Christianity. See, what the Bible really do is to repent, and the point of us coming to God is coming to us as broke people. So you're right. Someone could murder, then if they are broken, God breaks their heart, and they see that what they will repent. And that word, change of mind. So it's a little deeper than just asking. That's not really
good grief. You're just saying the same thing I said. You just said that I was right. I hit it on the head. And then you just want to put some words on
you're
it.
Right about
come
the
on. Then just go ahead and just say, yeah, you're right. That's all you got to say.
But you're wrong about the response. Hold on, friend. Hold on.
You know, I can I can talk to probably 40 different Christian ministers, and I could probably get 40 different interpretations. Would you be surprised that I've experienced what you're talking about before? That this is nothing new?
Well,
this has been around. I got it half right, and you've got everything all right. Then you know what? If heaven is the ultimate goal, why don't you try to get there faster? Why are you want to be here on Earth with all of sinners and all this evil? Because there's a lot of bad things that goes on in this world. Why don't you go home to heaven, to where it's all peaceful and nice?
I will eventually, but my mission is
Jesus. Why be here where
it's
evil, where Satan has power as well?
I will answer that, because Jesus Christ loves you, and so do I.
His name is not Jesus Christ, goddammit. His name is Jesus Christ.
You just said his name is Yahshua.
What is his damn name? Stop calling him. I'm going to stop. You go ahead,
But see, the guy, what guy? I don't know your name.
No, because he's bullshitting me, telling me that his name is Jesus Christ, and then he said his name is Yahshua, which is his name, and then he's going to go back to calling him Jesus Christ again. It's almost like a damn Ponzi scheme. It's a three-card money game he's playing.
But you cannot, what the guy is trying to do is trying to force it on you. He's trying to force what he has learned on you, but if you look at the real
Isn't that what they all do? Isn't that what they all do?
But the real Jesus, whether Jesus, Yahweh, whatever his damn name, guess what he did? He'll sit on a rock, and he'll just talk to you, and you can have people walk past. If people wanted to listen to him, listen, they'll stop by that rock he was sitting on, and they will listen to him. He will never force nothing on you, but now you have Christians nowadays that will force it on you, like Mormons. Mormons come to my house fucking five times a fucking day. I had to pull a gun on their ass and tell them, hell no, I don't believe you. I don't fuck with that shit. Some people, you just don't force it on them. Just let them come to it. It will come to them. If it don't, it don't. Just let the shit go, man. I had to learn that shit. Let the shit go, man. I mean, you can't force people to believe in what they want you to believe in. I mean, that's how it is. Jesus didn't force nobody.
Yeah.
Yahweh didn't force nobody to believe. He didn't force
I happen to agree with you. I think there's a lot of people who are too persistent, all right? You know, you guys are very courteous in letting me talk to you, and I'm thankful for that, but I'm going to defend myself while I'm on, so I
Are you a Mormon? You sound like you're a Mormon. Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm not a Mormon, just a fundamental Bible-believing Christian.
That's going to push it on you and jam it down your throat. It's going to answer all your questions. He is just not going to damn quit.
That sounds like what Mormons do.
Can we talk about something else?
You want me to hang up? You guys have plenty.
If this is all you want
to
talk about, look, can we talk about some UFOs or some aliens or something?
Oh, yeah,
cool?
I talk about UFOs and aliens all day.
Can we talk about the grid going off? I mean, shucks. Can we talk
about
the grid
talk
going
about
off?
What's going to happen to America. Yeah, we can talk about
Okay.
No, but
okay,
now he wants to talk. He wants to talk about some guy named Jesus Christ whose name's not even Jesus Christ.
How many Jesuses are there?
40,000.
I don't know. The story comes up in many ancient cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Are you familiar with Osiris and Iris? Are you familiar with the Bhagavad Gita?
I only get religious for one part of the year. Okay, it's from December 25th till the first of the year. The 2nd of January, after the New Year, okay? And that's why I become a Jehovah's Witness, because they don't believe in shit.
Yeah. Well, Ron, you know what you might have to do, Ron? Do a part two show.
Where is Billy? Is he still on?
You might have to do a part two, Ron. Let this hour go and start another 2 hours. Fuck.
Billy, oh, man, you are straight up crazy, man. I love you, but.
You ain't got to talk. We'll talk. Just start another hour.
I've been kicking back, you know. I know Aunt Jess probably want to kick my ass.
Bob is barking for Jesus.
I'll run the show, Vern. I mean, Ron, just open up all calls. I'll run it.
No, I'm. Let me translate.
Beasley, send me some money. Send me some money.
Give me money.
I need some money because I got to keep up my work.
Whose dog is barking in the background?
Don't send me money. Send me a love gift.
That dog is going to heaven. That dog is preaching word.
Jumping for Jesus.
I'm sorry for being rude to you, Mr. Christian.
Ask us for some money, man.
When you get finished with this.
Hold on, I got a question for Beasley and Ron, man. I got a question for you. Since Beasley's on the West Coast and Ron, you know about what do y'all think about the reconnaissance of Russia buzzing the West Coast the other day? They had buzzing with their bombers, I think.
Really?
What do you think? Yeah. They did it the other day. Yeah, it's about 3 or 4 articles. Look it up. Yeah, they buzzed them. I mean, they weren't right on the coast of California, but they were about, I think, about 150 miles off.
I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
As long as they're pedestrian.
Well, just put it in Google. Put it off the bombers, on the Russian bombers. That's all you got to put in off the West Coast, and a bunch of shit will pop up.
Hey, Billy,
you really believe that one? You think that the defense system, the sophisticated defense system they have, is going to let Russian bombers come through?
Look at America let anything happen.
What would matter? 9/11 happened. So what's the problem? Does it matter?
What's the
difference?
Home of the free and the brave shit, you know?
Yeah, what's the difference? I mean, shit. I mean, if they did it, but, you know, they in maritime waters, but they know how far to come in now. They ain't that damn stupid, Russian bombers are coming that damn close, but they probably came in a little couple miles off the maritime water law border. What? And look at North Korea. North Korea is about to collapse. China got contingency plans already written up for North Korea to collapse. What did that tell you?
North Korea is a dump anyway.
Nope. You know what they're going to do? They're going to get nuclear weapons, and they're going to attack North South Korea, and that's going to get us involved in it because we're allies with South Korea.
Well, you know.
So, All right, kids, you got 2 minutes to call in. You want to hang out for the next hour on this show? Bring it. Call in.
You got war with them.
You know, I believe
number
in respecting all.
718-508-9813.
I believe in respecting all peoples and cultures, but, you know, if there were some less Koreans, the world might be a better place.
Anyway.
I hate all humans.
I don't care what people do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I do care what they do, and it's wrong, of course. But as far as religion goes, they want to do that shit, knock yourself out. Ain't my thing.
I'm not fighting over religion at all. I'm not fighting over that shit. Damn,
well,
like this one point
shit.
They blame it.
You know, and when they blame religion for these wars, it's bullshit.
You ain't gonna see me videotaping saying Allah Akbar.
Shit, fuck that shit. I'm just speechless
like
on that anymore.
I mean, just about a country,
the
topic of your show, Ron, what is going to happen to America? I believe that this might be the last president, but I'm still 50-50 on it. I think the next president will be a woman, and I think it might be Hillary.
Michael Hood, you had nuclear bombs. They were moving nuclear weapons back in October, and you told us about it in September.
Guess what?
Two generals
stopped that stuff for Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, it did. They stopped it.
Now you tell me.
No, I've been told it. Go look at my page. Look at my Twitter page.
I'm cool. I'm good, but I take your word for it.
Shit, I ain't get followers left and right.
All right. I'm about ready to open up all the phone lines, folks, so y'all know.
Oh, shit, man. You letting open the floodgates? You going to let the floodgates
open? I'm opening the floodgates, yep. We got 11 callers on here, so here we go.
Good grief.
All right. We're heading into overtime. What can I say?
We need you, Mr. Christian, man. You come now because
I think he left.
He left because he had an hour. The Christian guy had an hour. He had an hour and 30 minutes. No, not an hour. He had, 45 minutes?
You open the phone lines up and let all these trolls in. We're going to need some help.
Mm-hmm. He did sound like he was a troll, though. But
he wasn't a troll. He was serious.
No, he might be a troll of God, but I guess he's a troll, but he loves God at the same time.
Yeah.
So, he might troll other
looking
shows, but
followers.
This
he's looking for followers, and
right.
Send your love gift, like Jim Baker does. If you look at Jim Baker's website, he'll sell you everything for survival, dried beans and rice and buckets of bullshit, and you'll be able to sustain and live, and when the grid goes out and the terror and destruction happens, which it is, I'm not doubting this at all, really. He's on the money, how he's doing making money, but, Yeah, I think a 3-gallon bucket pail of dried beans will cost you about $50.
Hey, you got,
now, if you come to Ron Rex show, I'm getting you for half that.
There you go. That's why we like you,
Ron. Throw
the
bucket in for free. And free
there
shipping. I'm going to put it on eBay.
And free shipping.
Yeah, you can come into the bunkers with us down there.
Exactly. Shipping.
Central America.
So Jim Baker is using Alex Jones' business plan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look
up his website, Beasley. He's down here at Branson. He has built another complex down here. I call it the Baker Wicko site.
With that big ass house is out there, that big mansion the NSA made, you still see that house?
Oh, yeah. I see it every time I go to Springfield, Missouri. It's right. Well, it's in Ozark, Missouri, which is right next to Springfield.
It's sitting off a highway, too.
It's way out in the hills, man. You can see it's a big sumbitch. It looks like you look at Disney World. It's like a big castle.
They got like 60 rooms, don't it? About 60 rooms in it, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. It said it can take a nuclear blast, all kinds of shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know where it goes underground, right? You know they got a basement that goes to the Ozarks underground bunker.
Nine floors into the tunnels of the mountains of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
You know what? I stand corrected.
What's that?
I'm reading right here that it was a power surge that dimmed the lighting during an NBA basketball game today.
Yeah, my team.
Oh, shit.
Against the Clippers in Oklahoma City. So I spoke too soon.
Don't talk about my team.
Was the photo finished?
There you go. He laughed.
Don't talk about my team. My team lost, man. I lost.
He laughed like I did.
My team lost, man. Don't talk about my team.
Yeah.
If I have to spend the rest of my life with fire and brimstone, I'm gonna blame you guys.
Well, you got Godzilla coming your way May 15th, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. The Clippers lost.
You
Oklahoma
can jump above and he pushes on down. Godzilla.
Yeah, that's my team, man.
He said.
I'm an LA Clippers fan, but you know what? Yo, Beezy, what you need to do? Go watch Mike Epps of him acting funny as
I saw it
make,
with the wig
you
on.
You saw
that,
that shit funny, ain't it?
It's really funny.
Funny.
It's really funny.
He said, what? You better not bring Kimbo Slice? Oh, Larry Bird? That's my homie now, Larry Bird. Don't talk about Larry Bird. Shit was funny as
God.
He said, don't bring him to Starbucks. Don't bring him to the nursing home. He said, bitch, you got a tape on you, bitch? You recording me, bitch? Yeah, Mike, that's funny as fuck, man.
That was pretty funny.
Kevin Hart made fun of damn Shaq, and Kevin Hart made fun of Shaq, Kenny Smith, and damn Charles Barkley. That was funny, too.
Oh, gosh.
But you know, y'all country is finished. Y'all can sit here and say and be proud. Y'all can be positive and be optimistic, but you know, this country is done. It's in the dump. You might as well say, fuck it. You might as well go ahead and make all the money you can make now and spend it. Because it's finished. That's what I'm doing. Shit. I'm about to go buy me a Corvette 2014 Stingray. Cash paid for. I hope a lot of other people can go out there and buy cars too, but I guess it's kind of hard for some people. But, I mean, make that money, man. Make that money. You only live once. What is this? You in the club now? We in the club?
Your friend. Your friend. He does weird shit like this.
Who is that? Oh, that's Huey? That's Uncle Huey?
Who else does this?
That's Uncle Maury. Uncle Maury, man. Stop doing that, Uncle Maury. You know Uncle Maury. Yeah, Uncle Maury here. Come on, Uncle Maury. The gatekeeper on. Are you there? Then we have a problem. Mm-hmm. Ron, where the hell you at, Ron?
Hey, what's the point of all that?
Where the fuck you at?
It's Ron doing that. I thought it was somebody else.
Oh, you were doing that shit,
that
Ron?
Was me. Yeah.
You trolling your own show, Ron?
Yeah, it's a new thing, man.
Damn, Ron. You know what's crazy, Ron? You're the first person to troll your own damn show.
I'm a troll jerk in a while. Check me out. Damn, I'm gonna try that shit out. How long have you been on BTR?
4 or 5 years?
9 years.
It's been a while.
Wow, you know all of this is part of my parole agreement.
This is part of my parole agreement.
I got you. No, because over on Spreaker, all of the like the people that had late night shows, all of the drama that used to be on here, and I've read up about it because it's online, it's documented, you know.
Oh yeah, it's documented.
Right.
I got all that documentation too.
It's all going on Spreaker now. Except Spreaker has no rules, no regulations, nobody stopping anything. They're like, go ahead and kill yourselves, you crazy ass people.
They don't have chat rooms. That's the only thing, man.
There's a small little chat room, but
Spreaker's not friendly. Like online friendly. You got to go here to find some shit. I'm like, damn. Make it kind of friendly.
No, it's not. And you can't find shows as easy.
Hello, that's Chef Rob. Who are you? Yeah, man. I didn't know y'all heard me, man. This shit, I've been here fucking scratching.
We hear you, man. The NSA hears you, Chef Rob.
Oh, I know that. Hey, Ron, how long you been at Blog Talk, man?
9 years.
This show's about a year old. I've been goofing off with about 3-4 years.
Yeah, because I came here in 07, and I started doing shows in 08. So,
yeah, I came here in 09.
So I didn't start doing
shows till, what, 11? I was doing Perry.
Yeah, you were with Perry for a long time. Yeah, you were with Perry.
That's because I trained you and show you the way.
All right, now
be
going to beat your ass, now.
Man, you know what? I've gotten famous off that imitation.
Why'd you steal my voice?
I'm calling the FBI on you, son of a bitch.
You know, Blog Talk used to be where it was like you could damn near run shows all freaking night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they got greedy.
Man, they got greedy. Once they implemented the system where you had to pay, man, it opened the door for a bunch of lunatics. Honestly, and it seemed like the nuts had more money to pay. Well, I guess I got to. What the fuck? Am I crazy? I see
more religious shit on BTR.
Spiritual church shit out the ass, man.
Y'all want to
know the
They're all trying to get some money.
Yeah,
you know how more greedy they got though. They cut the chat rooms in overtime now. You can be in the chat room overtime,
but you got to call into the show.
So when did they start charging? 2011 or 2009?
Not 2009. I think it was 2010. Yeah, no, 11. I think it was about 11. Because I think that's when they start.
They gave people here play with this drug. We think it's addictive. We think it'll work. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got them hooked.
Let me show you something else there, Beasley. What you said about the religious shows, man, it wasn't that many. And it was this early on. There was this one chickie. It was two of them that were real crazy to me. Okay, one used to call. She was from Canada. She used to call a lot of shows, and she'd be drunk as fuck talking crazy. But then there was this other. Man, she used to say some wild shit.
I know who you're talking about, too.
I can't remember her name. And then there was another one who...
What time she used to come on?
She used to be coming. She didn't have a show. She would call everybody else's show, all of the evening shows, because, you know, a lot of times at daytime I was busy. But she'd call, and she'd just disrupt the show the whole fucking time. She wouldn't make any sense. Then what you said about a lot of religious shows, they had some people... They had some people who had these religious shows, man, dude, and they would talk about the medications they were on when doing the fucking show, and it was wild because some of them people were talking about they were bipolar and this and that. I'm like,
Debbie Daly's doing a show on Spreaker right now about medications,
oh, man,
and she just plugged
Debbie,
she's
on Spreaker, and she's wow.
Debbie, all of them, Beasley. Then Mr. Midnight Movie, Angela.
They're
and,
all over there. That's where I've been. That's been. They just got doxed the other day and scared the shit out of them. The trolls are out of control. They're doxing people. They're calling their houses and their jobs. And no, and there's a certain group that you just don't want to bother with. They're going to do everything. They're going to send pizzas. They're going to send boxes from the post office.
Right.
They're going to send hookers. They're going to send Qurans to your house. They're going to call all the damn time.
Let me show you another.
Talk about Guy Shay.
Let me show you another one.
Who just said that? This Guy Shay is a wild ass redneck that talks crazy, and he talks like a real soldier. He talks like a real soldier. They got his ass this weekend, and they recorded it. They got hookers knocking on his door at 3:00 in the morning. Open the door. Open the door. That dude said he's quitting.
Is this guy? I'm gonna show you that one of the guys used to. He had like a bunch of people, and he would get people to go ahead, come to shows, and to go ahead and just try to trash your chat room and block up your switchboard. This guy Ghost, is he over in Spreaker or he's still on Block?
No, but they all come from this guy Ghost show, and he's
right.
They seem like they're all spawns of his show.
Let me tell you about this dude, man. When he first started, he had the phoniest bullshit with all the. Sometimes he'd be doing a show because I would listen to him and just get drunk and fall off the damn chair. He's crazy and funny too. But he would be pretending to be having like a bunch of people, like he was in a studio and he was trying to go ahead and do different voices and shit. I was like,
doing
what?
A Phil Hendry.
Man, this dude, man, then he's got some like a cage or something with bottles in it, and he make noise with that shit, and all he do is a lot of screaming. But when he sent out his troops to go ahead and fuck with your show, you best believe they're going to send about 200 or 300 out to go ahead and fuck with you, and they're going to keep on fucking with you.
No, I learned about the wars. These wars are still continuing.
Yeah, they call it Troll War. They got Troll War.
I know I had to read about them, but they're still.
I read it too. I read it too. It's on Wikipedia.
You all want to know the worst one I've ever seen where a troll attack kid was All Facts Show. When he first saw his show, man, they attacked him and were relentless on his ass. I mean, they were him, man. I'm like,
fuck you bitches, I ain't going nowhere. No. Fuck you. You bitches, I ain't going nowhere.
You know, I've only.
All right, now you're gonna get Mike to call in.
As many times as I've done overtime, man.
Nah, they got Perry pretty good. Now I'll give Perry some credit. He said, "Fuck this show, fuck this bullshit. I'm tired of being crazy because they will drive you crazy."
I can tell you some shit about Perry, okay? I told you I'd have been here. You know, when all them cats come over, man, the biggest problem that a lot of people have is trying to address them. And that's it. When you're trying to go ahead and come at that many motherfuckers, think about it. Just think about your ass standing in the middle and every one of them got a stick taking a swing at you. You can't defend none of that shit.
When I did Perry's show and the trolls would attack me, remember how you used to do them? And they backed off me a lot. And then that's just that show, they were way off us. Because I would talk to them. I said, man, where do you go with this shit? How does it make you feel good to be fucked with people? Dude, what the hell? You know, start talking to like a human. You know, not reacting
and
flipping out on them. That's what they want.
I'm
going to
tell you the best
you
one.
You start talking to them, they're fucking lost. They don't know how to respond. You know,
The best one I heard was I was listening to this guy's show, and when the trolls called in, when this guy was called in talking a bunch of stuff about your mother and everything, the host of the show just pretty much stayed calm and talked about fucking his mother and seeing how he could fuck his family and all the bitches in his family. And dude didn't know how to take that. And then the host said, hey, calmly, I'll come and kill you and some other stuff. And this guy was like, you're crazy. And he said, I'm going to call the police on you. I'm like, why would you go ahead and call this guy? Why would you go ahead and tell this guy I'm going to call the police on you when you called the show?
He got your number.
He got your number. You said,
he
I was troll. Yeah.
Well,
got him good.
Well, Barry had 700 trolls come in his damn chat room one night.
I was there.
Trolls.
I seen that.
That night. You was there, Ron.
Hey, let me show
you. Yeah, I was there.
Okay, Ron, have you ever been on Perry's show where he was so fucking drunk? I ain't lying. So fucking drunk, he cussing out everybody in the chat room, but he go ahead and close down the chat room and say, fuck this goddamn chat room. Have you ever been on the show he done that?
Yep.
You know how many times he done that shit, man? Come on, Perry been doing that shit for a long time.
In his own way, it was funnier than hell, man. I dig the shit out of Perry. I like him. He's a good guy.
Don't get me wrong. He used to crack me the fuck up. On those nights, man, I had a rough day. I come home and I started getting drunk. I would listen to Perry. That shit used to be hilarious.
I have a different experience with Perry. He doesn't care for me that much.
I remember when you first came on. Fucking with BTR people. I remember you first came on, man.
I didn't know I would be sticking around.
I'm just going to have some fucking fun. I hear this drunk guy playing music. I just decided to start an argument with Perry about his nephew.
He said, I whoop your ass.
I said, you can't even whoop your nephew's ass. How you going to whoop my ass?
Beezy, you started everybody fighting on Tyrone's show the other night. I heard that shit talking about pimping and hoes and stuff. I heard that shit.
Well, that guy needed to be corrected. There's a lot of people that say a lot of things that can't really back up what they're saying. And then I don't, you know.
You had Mike cussing out Tyrone and them.
Mike cussing Mike, just Mike.
All Facts is hilarious to me, man. He's another one you should get drunk with.
I remember when he came on Perry's show. He first started doing PTR Kid Perry's show.
You talking like a goddamn fool. Get your ass out of here.
That motherfucker.
Don't call my motherfucking show no more.
I was so nice and, I was an asshole and, I know what I'm doing. Need a fire.
Wait, hold on. Let's make it factual and don't forget the balance part.
Listen to me. No,
Mike's a character.
Forget about the concept.
Sir. We're going to talk concept. Talk concept, sir.
That shit, man. I was like, man, and how many times I used to hear him? Then in the daytime, I would hear him on a Mr. Talk show, and then like, wow, I'm like, okay. Then a few times when he had his show on, the time that really made me upset with All Facts when he had some guy on that who sounded like he was a Klan member, and All Facts was agreeing with him. I'm like, hold on, you attack black people, but this white dude going here calling you a nigger, you can go along with it.
What was that guy's name on Mike's show that used to say that word all the time? What was his name? Leroy
Curtis.
Or some dude?
Curtis.
Oh, you know, Curtis. Curtis. Yes. Curtis.
I sent Curtis packing.
Is that the cat you used to call on and had the people in other countries with him?
No, that was Snake.
That was Skype asshole. Yeah.
I fought all these people.
You got to go hit the Skype assholes, right? I had went and actually went to listen to them, skypeasshole.com. They got another way to jump on the Skype. And they got some ways to screen. They got a bunch of people, a bunch of technicians working on your shit. But, man, when you hear it, they got a bunch of foreigners on their – they got a bunch of people calling outside.
They got probably like 15 people on their damn line.
No.
Yeah, they got – I got to meet them all. They got Pluto. They got Snake. Mm-mm. Snake is like the redneck.
Snake is the head dude of it all.
Yeah, they haven't been calling in that much.
And you got Falcon. You got Snakehead. Snake dude.
Pluto.
Dude, they had it when they was on Skype. When I called that time, they had over 100 people on that Skype call.
Oh, damn. I didn't know about that.
Yes,
damn.
They had a lot of people on
that
Skype call.
That's madness.
Tell me.
Like Perry showed towards the end, you just open the lines up.
Yeah.
And there's 17 people talking at once. It's complete fucking haywire. It didn't make any sense at all.
Beasley, when you called the Skype assholes, did they go ahead and screen you first before they let you come in?
No, I didn't call them. They called into Mr. Midnight Movie Show, and we fought for a good hour and a half. I ended up getting underneath the dude Pluto's skin because he made a mistake, and I jumped all over him. I jumped all over him, and I kept teasing him, and he said, "Just forget it," and hung up. I was like, "Okay, we got one." And then Snake's not that smart.
No, he's not.
He's not that smart, and he's like open to every hillbilly inbred joke, you know, fucking your sister. He's open to all of those.
The shit that y'all had me rolling with Mr. Solution, when Mr. Solution was at Baby Daily and they were cussing his ass out.
Man, you know what? You know what? I paid the price to make that shit happen, and I guess it was worth it. But that took some good manipulation to do, and they're still talking about that shit.
Mike went on that shit for 2 damn weeks straight. I said, God damn, 2
Mike,
weeks straight.
What?
All Facts Show, All Facts talked about that shit for 2 damn weeks straight about Mr. Solution and Debbie.
That's when his show was good, because that's when I was behind. That's when I was talking to him offline. Said, hey, you should do this. You should do that. Hey, why don't you try to do this? He said, oh, you're just telling me what to do. You just tell. I said, I ain't telling you what to do. It's your show. I said, I think it'll work.
You know, when he was on the show, off Harry's show, and, you know, doing his thing, when he got his own show, he's a totally different person. You know what I mean?
He's basically a nice, congenial guy. This shit's drove him a little bit crazy.
Well, you know how to push his buttons. Certain, if you know how to push Mike's buttons, and if you push him, you'll push him, and he'll go flip. He'll start jumping.
Sure the fuck will, because I got him like that, too.
Oh, yeah. I've nailed him a few times. But if I call his show, he'd mute me to death. He wouldn't let me say much shit, you know. And he don't get me back for every time he just runs his mouth, I'd mute him on Perry's. I hit that M button, you know. And I said, M don't mean mute my world. It's mean motherfucker me, you know. So there you go. I'm a motherfucker because I hit this mute button. But, yeah, I pissed him off a lot of times. But I dug the shit out. He's a funny guy. And he still is
funny.
He's a little touch. He's a few bricks short of a load, maybe a few fries short of a Happy Meal, but, you know, he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
He don't even know it.
But to be honest, Mike started off Perry's show. He started his career. I don't know how long his career lasted.
His career.
You sounded like Debbie Nay Daily now. She is one psycho broad. She is so deluded. She tells so many stories and so many lies. And the guy she has listening to her show is like they're all like. She has, like, retards, all the retards, God bless them, you know, all the men, all the retards, and all the ones that disagree with her. She cannot take people disagreeing with her.
Beasley, All Facts is a product of me and Perry. We trained him. We made him what he is. We got his career started.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't think you should say that proudly, because All Facts is
pride. That ain't nothing to be proud of. That ain't nothing to be proud of.
Not all, man.
Because I remember the first
started, day. I think
when
he owes us some money.
Because when Mike first called in, Mike wasn't using All Facts at all. Now, Mike used All Facts like almost 6 months later.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
He uses stick. He just called it. I'm Mike, and he said he was doing this. Mike said he was running a business or something. He was doing.
Yeah,
he
you know, he's a good guy, but
he ain't that good of a guy. He's a friendly guy. I got to know him pretty good because I was talking to him. I was talking to him offline. He'll freak the fuck out. You can't. Don't you hate when you're being real with someone and you're telling them the truth? No, I didn't do that. This is what happened, and they still don't fucking believe you. Or
I know
take,
how that started too.
Or they take a little bit of information and draw the wrong conclusion, and you're like, no, that's not what happened. And you try to explain it to them, and you can't get it through their thick fucking skull. No,
Beasley, you doxed him. Beasley, you doxed his ass.
Ain't that a bitch?
You know what? You know what, Beasley? Beasley, it's just like when I kept fucking with him about the $20. He told me on this show he gonna bet me $20 about
and
something
he never
was
paid
said.
You?
And he didn't want to pay me, but here's the thing. He was dead wrong. I showed it to him, and then he wanted to go ahead and dance around the whole issue. I'm like, dude, man, this is what was said. This is what occurred. You know, why don't you stick with that? And when you catch him like that, man, he's stumped. He's going to keep on trying to talk in circles to try to go ahead and get you to fuck your head up to eventually go ahead and say, yeah, that was right. You're right.
Yeah, you wear you down by attrition.
But to be real, dog, with y'all, man, to be real, a lot of these shows is fucked up in the head, man. I ain't going to lie. I say about 70% of shows on here are fucked up in the damn head. I mean, I heard your show, Chef. I heard your show the other night, Chef. I mean,
some of y'all got good shows, man. Am I in the 70%?
No, you good, Ron. You got a good show, Ron.
Jesus said I was in the 70%.
You're in the 10%.
Jesus loves me. He loves you, brother.
There's some people that are not ready for society, that they belong on these blog talk shows, and they can start off and try to be okay with them. They're really not that balanced. They're really not that balanced. And I've got to bring up Sister Ngonye. You know,
oh Lord,
I've been nothing but nice to her. One time she was saying, no, no, no. And Mr. Talk put us in the back room, like in the green room, and she told me all about myself. I'm part of a cyber stalking gang, and she knows that I'm using I'm not part of a gang. Sometimes I have a little fun, but right now I just disagree with what you're saying. You know, it's not – I'm just really saying.
I did talk to you one time offline on the phone, Beasley. So
I'm just as normal. One of the dudes can be.
You are normal. You know what? Yeah, Beasley is kind of Beasley normal because I talked to him off air, off blog talk radio.
I don't dislike you, but I can't say the same about you. But she said all this shit that I'm using these neuro-linguistic techniques. I don't even know what the fuck that means. How am I using neuro-linguistic? What the fuck? She reads an article and she puts it and makes me the thing. So she said all of this shit. She said, now tell me what you think about me. I said, have a nice day.
Because she's following me on Twitter.
She's really nuts.
I like her though.
She's really nuts. I used to like her. I don't dislike her. Trust me, she's nuts. You'll find out that she's nuts. And she's knowledgeable about stuff, but she's very rigid in what she reads.
Me and her got into it before, too. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
She's very rigid in what she reads, and she doesn't give it too much leeway. You know how you could be having a discussion with someone like, okay, I see your point. I see where you're coming from and everything. She won't see where you're coming from. Stick to the script. It's directly from the text, and don't deviate from it. Now, she's knowledgeable, and she'll study, and she can explain shit. But she's not a very flexible person. But
no, she's not flexible. I just think she's a great person. I like talking to her.
She's good. She's knowledgeable. She's perfect for the type of show that you give.
Right. But that's the thing. We think people are actually crazy or eccentric and shit like that. You know what I mean? But the funny thing about it is sometimes you figure out they're actually right. It just sounds crazy. You know, like people call me crazy all the time.
Ron, you have 20% of people on Blog Talk. They might be crazy, but they do have they only use it for a show. But behind scenes, they're not crazy at all. You know, sometimes
Michael
they do
Hood,
it for a show.
Michael Hood, you sound very sane right now. You were definitely on my crazy list.
But you talked to me offline, right, Beasley?
Yeah, you were calm and you were cool, and you're calm and you're cool now. But I remember on Vern's show one night. You were telling Jackie, you're like, Jackie, you know, I really like you, Jackie. You know I like you. She said, but Michael Hood, last week you said you're going to kill me.
I told Jackie she needed to go back to fucking work. I said, you over here on the fucking phone. You don't know where the trucks are coming through the damn gate. You sitting so busy on the damn phone, you need to watch the damn trucks coming through the gate. Yeah, I had to get on Jackie one night, man.
At her job. She said, but last
week
that
other chick just be on? That other one, Girl,
Angela,
you know
what?
Well, you know what? I called her show and played along with her, and my number came up, and I called from a blocked number. One day I get a call. I haven't told anybody this. One day I get a call, and she said, and I answered the phone. Said Beasley. I was like, oh fuck, they got me. And I just played along with her, and I was nice, and I was nice. She was calling me all the time, and I wouldn't answer the phone.
You blew your phone
but
up
then
like
I watched her. She's nuts, but she stalks everybody. She's really nuts, and the people that have known her for a long time say that she's just as crazy as Debbie Daly.
Whatever happened to John?
Oh, you talking about John from Philly?
Yeah, in Philly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, John C., Republicans and black people really aren't shit because they don't get an education.
No, the best night with
and
John
their hair
was
snappy.
I think you was there, Ron. I think you was there. I don't know if you was there, Chef, but it was that night when John and Maze got into it. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That was a battle.
With Maze and
that
John
a,
got
into
that
shit.
What about the time he got into
what
with drunk Cynthia?
You?
And that's exactly the reaction he wanted to get out of him.
Exactly. Yeah, that you got exactly what he wanted. He kept telling me, you know, John, I'm the free rent in your head, man. You know, which is actually right.
Hell yeah, people like that other show on Beezus on other night, like Tyrone show. I mean, they talk
That's
all
my
that
first
bullshit.
Time.
That they talk all that bullshit. If you come to my house, guaranteed you will have an M16 with a red dot on your damn head. I mean, basically that. I'm not, and plus I'm not gonna talk shit over no fucking phone. And y'all live in different states. I'm not gonna even waste my time. I'll talk shit like the job you like with comedy stuff like that, but I ain't gonna talk. I'm gonna come and fuck you up. I'm gonna do this or do it. No,
I've heard you do it. I've heard you do it and told the Jew that if he comes, quit using my name, and you went off on him, and he had you on 10, and you said, "God damn it, Jew." You said, "God damn it, Jew, I'm coming to your house." And he said, "Well, I hope." He said,
"Well, yeah, I was fucked up that night. I was drunk
that
night."
He said,
"Give me
well,
the benefit of the doubt now.
Okay,
I was
blaming
right.
on the alcohol."
Let me tell you what he said. He said, "Well, bring some donuts and better bring Krispy Kreme. Don't bring me that cheap stuff."
There you go. You know, well, it was
me
enough.
And Drew
said now,
that. Me
that's
and Drew
enough.
That.
Now that's a sick bastard. Because
All
who does this?
Donut.
Who does this for years? I'm talking about for years and years and years. You can't find anything else to do?
Jew is big brother now. You got to watch Jew. Now, Jew is big brother now.
Oh,
no,
he listens.
Jew will come back and go ahead and fuck with a lot of people, man. He's been pulling that bullshit for a long time. He ain't been here as long as me. But he just popped up one day and started bouncing around, especially black shows. He love to fucking disrupt them shows. But when you catch him on some of the white shows, he'll disrupt, but he'll tend to agree with a lot of shit they say.
Well, as long as they're talking, you know, as long as they're talking that conservative, you know,
that
conservative shit, he likes that.
Yeah.
There was
another white boy he used to go here and call the shows too from
Burn.
His name was John Slim, some shit like that.
You talking about Johnny Cush?
No. This was Slim Jim, some shit.
Yeah, Slim Jim.
Okay. Yeah, Slim Jim was
first
real.
First time I called Perry's show, I was drunk. But you all know
so was
right
Perry.
Now, I was drunk.
So was Perry.
So was Perry. Yeah, I was about to say the same.
Shit, I don't get that. That's
oh,
the show
there
I used to call the Perry show.
I know there were shows named Perry Post was drunk because we talked on the phone before the show started.
But Lee Terry didn't go 8 hours like other shows. You got shows on here. I said Tyrone. They'll go 8 fucking hours and talk about the same goddamn shit for 8 hours. I don't know how some
sounds
people
like a broken record.
I feel like I was trying to say on my show earlier. Well, I did. I don't think I got a chance. I think I typed it to somebody. I think that a lot of us need to go ahead and figure out ways. I mean, they got like revenue sharing with this, and a lot of people don't know that Blog Talk has that. But your show, I'm trying to push my show to go ahead and be where I go ahead and be like a voice for the community, but also to go ahead and let people know that, hey, look, this is a business that's in your community. Let's support
business,
that business.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Right.
And see, that's how we can go ahead and keep things going, especially if you got a good message. But when I hear Tyrone them, they sucking on the same shit, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Somebody's going to mention Tommy Sotomayor on your shit.
Who the fuck give a fuck about Tommy? God damn, you going to talk about Tommy for 8 hours?
And see, here's the crazy part. Tommy's got corporate sponsors and other stuff. So to me, it feels like at this point, I feel like you guys are a part of Tommy Maior making money because
you're
you
promoting
about
his
him.
Show.
You promote
That's all
him.
You're doing is promoting him.
Exactly.
Hey,
and they're talking.
Let me
ask
you all questions.
Let me make this point. And their show, the headline, it says, talk real solutions, but I ain't heard not one fucking solution yet.
Talk real drama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead,
you know, if you guys really want to spend some money, go and buy some of my transcripts of the shows I do and look at the price tag on them for one of my shows.
Yeah.
That is retarded.
It is.
It
is.
So what that kind of money, if somebody's buying my transcripts and selling my shit, you know what I'm saying? Where's my cut? I'm not in the share game.
It's supposed to be. Look, when you first, you can still do it, but when you can go ahead and check your account and get into the profit sharing thing, all these fucking advertisements on there, they're supposed to be paying you for that.
Right. You're supposed to get a percentage. Right.
Right. So, my little $41 check wasn't shit.
I mean, to be real with y'all, I got three shows right now that left BTR in 2011, and they have sponsorships, and I'm getting a little cut out of it.
Right.
I mean,
But you can go ahead. The thing is, it should be doing something to grow, to go ahead and do something a little bit stronger.
This is the D-League. This is your chance to move up to the next level. This is all. This is the D-League, and you have people that do listen to your shows. They'll go around and listen to see if you're able to move up to the next level.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's another guy that's around here with this conservative black dude. I think his name Jackson. Ooh, that little asshole, I can't stand him. I seen him speaking and signing books in Chicago one time. And I was like, this dude's a midget. And this dude, if you didn't know any better, you'd say this nigga was a Klan member. The stuff that he say, and it all be wrong, and I'd be like, man, what is wrong with this guy? It's like he don't get it. But I see what he did. I see that he used this blog talk to go ahead and bring more conservatives in because these conservative cats, they in these all these different circles, and they go ahead and get them eventually. I seen them on TV. Then I seen them on another talk show. Then eventually I saw him. He wrote a book. So
Kevin Johnson.
I don't remember. It might be. I know it. No, his name's Jackson.
Kevin Jackson.
Yeah, that's it, Kevin Jackson. Yeah, he fucking midget. He's an asshole, man. But I don't like that. I don't like what he do. I don't like when I see people do that. And Blog Talk's got, when they had more black conservative types, man, it used to really be funny. I think I set records for going ahead and getting kicked out of people's shows because there used to be so many of them. And the first time you say something against them, boom, they kick you out. I don't do a lot of kicking people out of my shows. As a matter of fact, I don't even go ahead and mute a lot of people. I let you go ahead and say your piece.
He even made it to Hannity, one of those panels.
Yes,
remember when
yes,
he had those
yes.
panels? I saw him on there.
I saw him on it. When I saw that, that's what I'm saying.
Who that is right there talking?
Say that again.
Who that is talking?
That's
East Coast.
Oh, what's up,
East Coast?
Yeah. Hold on. East Coast, are you the one that's following what's going on Spreaker? You the one that said what happened to Gachet?
I missed that. That part.
Oh, okay. And I heard someone said that because it's a whole different show over there. I mean, it's dangerous over there, though. That's really the hood. Some of those people
that's
are crazy.
Internet hood.
No.
And Goofy Bone, too. You know, Goofy Bone used to call him Mr. Talk Show.
Oh, no, man, Goofy Bone, man, Goofy Bone, really, when I first saw him, man, he kicked me off his, show because he was talking crazy a few times, man.
Goofy Bone be flogging, man. He be flogging.
Yeah, he full of shit.
his show's on right now, and it's full of, and one thing he does, he lives for the drama. He doesn't want the shit to die.
Hey, can you call into his show?
Yeah. All you got to do is go to Spreaker Goofy Bone. It just started.
How long his show is?
Oh, till he fucking falls out, 2-3 hours.
He got a chat room, too? He got a chat room?
Yeah, it's a chat room. I'm doing it now. I'm in the chat room.
Oh, man, Ron, you go off, Ron. Y'all go off. You better hear me because I'm going to go ahead and act a fool tonight. I'm going over there.
Goofy gets
here, I'll give you the call-in number if you want it.
Hold on, man. I got to write it down. I ain't got time. I'm outside and shit. Hold on, baby.
I used to go to this show, man, calling Goofball every fucking time. Hey, what's up, Goofball? He kicked me out. He talked to me for a minute, then kicked me off.
Man, there's people that are on Spreaker that I've learned about. That these are the ones that you don't want to fuck up, and they're bullies, and they've got me in check.
And you know, I'm the right bully.
Hey, Beasley, can you?
It's called
the
Bill Wagner
Show and Merge
Group.
Call? Hey,
pardon
man,
me?
Can you call a show and merge it? Can you call the show and merge it? What are we here to on this show?
Hold on. I'm not good with three-way dialing or the thing, but I can.
No, okay. You only do three-way.
I think you can. He'll take the call.
Yeah, you can.
I think you call. Let me give you the number. Somebody can do it.
Wait. Let's get some order here. We don't all speak at one time. We take turns, and then we go ahead and blast.
Oh yeah, yeah. We civilized, man. We know how to run radio now.
Okay,
all
I'm cool with him. I can't afford to. I can't. I'm. They got me punked over there.
What's the number, BZ? What's the number?
All right. It's two sets of numbers.
Area code first, now. You know. 567.
314.
314-6366. 6366.
Then you're going to get another number. It's going to make a little noise. Then you're going to get. Then you got to dial 646.
646.
595.
595.
4136.
4136.
Then hashtag.
Hashtag, all right.
Or the
you
number
gotta put
sign.
That on the phone too? You got to put the hashtag on the phone?
Yeah, you got to dial it. You got to press
it. You got to put the hashtag first when you're doing the area.
No,
though?
You do what you do.
At the end.
567-314-6366. Then you dial 646-595-413. And he's game for anything. You know,
damn, what kind of number is that? Damn, I got to dial all them damn numbers?
Well, you can't call into most Spreaker show unless it's on Skype.
So I'll be calling on my phone now. I don't use no Skype.
Right.
I use Skype.
That's how you do it. And
if you give me the link, man, I just gotta change my headphones because what is that shit there?
Can you use 6-7 on there?
You know what? Let me tell you what to do. All you got to do is Google Goofy Bone, and you can get the link right to the show.
Goofball! Let me.
Wait, what do you got a number up there on the Spreaker show right there?
It's on the thing of the Spreaker show.
It's on the display of the show.
Yeah, all you got to do is dial Goofy Bone, and it'll say 40 minutes ago. Yeah, they're smoking weed now. We smoke weed every night. And he plays the music.
So the first number you talk.
All you
got
to do is Google Goofy Bone, and you're going to get his Twitter page, and then click on his Twitter page, and you'll get a link right to his Spreaker show, and it'll let you right in there. Then you dial the number.
You gave me two numbers now.
You dial one number, then you dial the other one.
Oh, okay.
You got to dial both numbers.
Damn, I ain't never heard that. Damn, that's crazy over there.
It's a new one on me.
Because I got 567-314-6366, and the other number is 646-595-4136, hashtag.
You got it.
Right. All right. Man, that's crazy, man. I'm going to go in there and talk shit tonight, man. Fuck that. I'm drinking, too.
Tell him I said you to talk shit. I'm all right with Goofy Bone.
Oh no, Goofy Bone, cool. Goofy Bone know me. When I say Michael Hood,
but it's okay if you're not. I just don't say, hey, BZ told me to call me the number.
Oh no, hell no, I ain't no pussy ass dude like that. No fake ass dude gonna say.
I do it.
It's all right. Yeah, I've been through worse. I've survived Curry Steele's onslaught.
Real ass dude. Real. Well, Ron said he'll do it. I'm gonna let Ron call him for me,
man.
We gonna say BZ did it.
Fuck Goofball. I've been fucking with Goofball since
he put a gun in my
head. Yeah,
you
know,
he'd
probably
man.
Be glad, be happy to hear from you.
Goofball.
Me and Ron gonna do it. Me and Ron gonna troll tonight, Ron. You ready to troll, Ron? You got your 12-pack?
Yeah,
I'm Ron?
Ready.
I mean, Ron?
Yeah,
I got my 12-pack.
I'm ready to go.
Well, hold on a second.
My pipe is loaded. I'm ready to rock.
You need a troll name, Ron.
Since you guys want to troll, You got to give Debbie Daly a taste with her lunatic ass.
Oh, she on too?
She on too?
Yes. Here's her number.
Oh, damn. I got to turn the light back on. Hold on. She hates me.
She hates me. And that fucking
I'm
brown beanie.
I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, God, she's nuts. You can tell her.
Do whatever you want
to her.
Ron, you need a troll name. Ron, you need a troll name. My troll name is Cobra Commander. That's my troll name.
All right.
Cobra Commander.
Debbie Daly's calling number is 214.
Hold on. 214-444-5488.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, she sometimes takes calls, sometimes she don't, but Goofy Bone's glad to take the call.
Yeah. I know Goofy will take calls. He don't give a fuck. How many listeners does Goofy get like that? He gets about 20 calls or something, 10 calls?
He gets anywhere between 50 and 125 listens a night.
Damn, oh, he's doing it like that?
Yeah.
So I guess all them listeners is crazy as fuck.
All of the people that used to be on BTR, because they talk about BTR a lot, are on Spreaker now, and they're on these shows.
So they talk about BTR on Spreaker.
All the time. Some guy named Todd Morris that used to have Prankville.
Oh, yeah,
the King of Late
Morris,
Night.
Yeah, Parakeet Stan. He called in the Parish Bill one night.
Moxie, Mr. Solutions is on there. It's actually more fun than BTR right now.
Well, the only thing is about Spreaker is it's not friendly. It's not easy to get.
It's really not. It's really not. That's one reason when a lot of people from BTR went to Spreaker when they started making you pay on Blog Talk. That's what a lot of the people went over.
The sound quality is better, and actually there's more going on. I mean, Ron has his show at night, and that's something.
Oh wait, hold on. I see I'm looking up here some shows. It say fuck Goofy Bone. Oh,
Chef, you on there now?
He has his share of enemies. He's been through the shit. He said the other day when they first doxed him, he said, fuck, he said he thought they were coming because they told me we were coming.
But the only thing I don't understand, why
he said he went outside on his porch with his shotgun waiting for them to show up.
Beasley, why Goofy Bones don't call Mr. Talk no more?
I don't know.
Because he used to be on Mr. Talk every damn day.
Yeah, he did.
Mr. Talk ain't had his show 2-3 days in a row.
No, but a year ago, 2 years ago, Goofy Bones was on there every day.
Man, shit changes. Who knows?
I'm talking shit tonight, man. I'm talking shit tonight.
What happened with Mr. Talk? What happened to him? Why he not on?
I don't know.
He came to my show the other night. I ain't see him in a day.
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Talk. Man, I called in the Les Jackson show the other night. Now, Les says...
Oh, that's my boy now. I heard y'all talk.
Man,
I heard that shit.
Cool. I was cool with Les, but Les was...
I know
what
you mean.
Les
swear he stopped
drinking. He swear he stopped drinking. I said, Les, tell the truth. You know you drunk right now.
I heard you say, yo, I'm trying to catch you in a lie, Les. You had me rolling when you said that shit. That's my boy now. I talk to Les a lot now. I talk to him too,
but whatever. He said, I ran the marathon. I smoked a cigarette before the marathon. I smoked one in the middle of the marathon, and I smoked one when I said, you go ahead and check the goddamn record. Check the record.
That's
shit,
my
I ain't
boy,
lying.
I know how Les is. I know how he is, man. I mean.
I said, Detroit is a goddamn dump. That's why nobody live there. And he gets mad as fuck. I'm like, why are you getting mad at me? Detroit's a fucked up place to live. Nobody wants to live there.
Well, Les got mad at me about the Clippers tonight. I said the Clippers going to beat Oklahoma, but I did lose. But I was telling them that Oklahoma, all they got is Durant and fucking Westbrook. The other
Which
team players don't do shit. So how the hell can two players really go through a whole damn series or win that shit?
He all right.
Against the Clippers.
He all right. Probably ain't fucking with me no more, but I live. Goofy Bone said call in now to join the fun.
What are they talking about? Now, if I don't give a fuck what they're talking about, because I'm going to change the subject any damn way, so I don't give a fuck what they're talking about.
I didn't know you got.
No, Groovy Bones know me. He knows me, watch.
Sure he knows. I'm sure that they know all you guys. I'm trying to bring you guys together in love and friendship, and you guys have acrimony in your heart and shit. I thought it was a peaceful thing, man.
It's peaceful. I'm just going to talk shit. I mean, I'm not talk shit to Goofy. I'm just going to talk shit in general. Just talk shit.
If you want to talk shit, there's a lot of white racists that listen and call in that show. Or that,
you know,
that listen to him.
You know
now
why?
That's what makes me uncomfortable.
You know why? I fuck with Goofball because he had heard me and some stuff. I'm an atheist, so I don't give a fuck if you don't like it or not. But I tell
right.
the truth about it. Okay, I don't push my thoughts and how I feel on you, but you go ahead and push your beliefs. Goofball one time was inviting people to come to his show, and he said, I hate so-and-so, such-and-such. And that's when I started fucking with him every time I saw
him. He said your name or he said niggas?
No, he said my name.
Goofa Mexican, right? Goofa Mexican, right?
Goof is,
half Mexican, half Italian.
Half Mexican something.
Half Mexican, half Italian.
Goofa on the West Coast, right?
Right, he...
San Jose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you should have read the bio on him. He didn't say he was half Mexican, half Italian. He said his mother was black.
Well, Goof said he hood. He said he hood. He said he'd be out there in the streets and shit like that and stuff. I don't believe all of that, though. But I kind of believe him.
He's a Norteño gang member.
He might be in the streets, though, but he's standing around the other homeboys around there that's telling him what to fucking do or what's going on, but he ain't the main man out there bitch telling what's going on now.
I don't know his status like that, but I mean I'm a little older, man. I'm 51 years old, you know, being from the streets. Anybody could be from the streets. I'm more impressed with the people that are able to get themselves out of the streets.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get out of the streets. That's what I
yeah,
do in my neighborhood.
Any idiot.
Fuck that. I'm trying to take over
that.
The goddamn streets.
Wow. Yeah, Desert Rose is on Spreaker too.
Oh, they're all of the old CPR people
too?
Are on Spreaker.
Really?
Damn,
yes.
They're all over there tonight.
I'm lost on this shit. I ain't been over here in so fucking long. How the hell you get around this shit?
Chef, I feel you, Chef.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go to these shows either, man.
All you got to do is Google Goofy Bone or Google Debbie Daly, and then their Twitter page will come up. Goofy's Twitter page will come up, and there'll be a link right to his show.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm trying to remember my password from this bullshit.
And when they show up at 1 o'clock?
That sometimes you can have a password and it won't work. I make up a new name every day.
Yeah.
So his Goofy Bone show came on at 1 o'clock.
Maybe 1 o'clock your time, about an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
No. He's taking calls.
Goofball, what's happening?
Chef, put us on three-way, Chef.
Hold on. Let me try to get on this motherfucker first, because I got it. It's something with my sound card. If I change the headphones, I can go ahead and let you hear the show and probably bring you in. But let me get there first.
Yeah,
don't worry about logging on. Just use your phone and call in.
I ain't on my phone. I'm on Skype.
Oh, excuse me.
What the fuck y'all fuck with Skype for, man? Skype is that bullshit.
What's better?
Yeah.
Your cell phone?
No, man. For me, Skype. Let me show you something. For me, it's what's it's better because I also buy the credit. Then on top of that, I go ahead and call overseas because I got people in Africa and the Caribbean. So it's much better for me to use that.
Well, I call it Skype CAS, NSA Skype, man. Because I don't fuck with Skype all
the time. All of them are the same, man. They're not so different.
But no, Twitter has a court deal with fucking against damn NSA.
Man,
all
of those companies, Twitter and Facebook, and all of them are willingly participating with the NSA.
Exactly.
I believe that they put off an image like they're like. You know, stop doing this government. Stop doing this government.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, none of that shit. And something else. I'm gonna show you that Twitter ain't shit. I was going ahead and putting out some information about what I know it happened to some veterans, and they kicked me off and said it was suspicious activity.
And anything
hey,
goes
so,
on
so,
Twitter.
So Goofy Bone has that icon with that dog on there?
Yeah.
Then Spriggy don't show no damn phone. Like, okay,
you
know, I see the phone number.
Just like I told you,
my good.
Okay, yeah, I see the phone up here. You got a 567-314-6366.
Same number that I told you.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Right.
Don't do a Renee on me. God bless Renee's
no
heart.
No offense,
leave Renee alone. She good people, man. I'm not saying
she's bad people, but she makes generalizations and she talks on and on and on.
Let me get you straight on something with Renee. She ain't making generalizations. She do a lot of research. So she's not generalizing, going ahead and putting people. She's going ahead and going off based on
these. We call Renee a race junkie, man. When I heard that,
she is a race junkie. Bless her heart. Chef Rob probably got some race junkie in him too, but he's not as bad as she is.
I guess. And, okay, what the fuck is a race junkie? Wait a minute.
Race junkie is a person who's obsessed with race and sees race in every single thing that comes up, and that's Renee, and that's Mr. Midnight Movie.
Fuck that. And you can't wait a minute now. Now we're going to have to argue. Put your dukes up. That's what it is. Every race
junkie
and everything.
All right. Makes you a race junkie. It's not really a bad term.
You're making me seem like it's bad. Put your fist up.
One thing I don't understand is, why do you got to call all these fucking numbers, man? Because you say call saying that.
And I don't know, but you just got through. I heard that sound.
No, I ain't calling anything. That wasn't me. I'm on the site right now, though. I see the site. I got the radio.
Of course they are.
Well, I want to hear from you. Someone's got the show on.
No, that's me. Chef got the show on. Chef got it on.
Yeah, you guys found a way.
That show.
And your boy Les Jackson is on right now.
He ain't fucking with me no more. Unless he's going to do a Perry Steele and be so drunk that he forgot what happened.
If this solution died, I would be the most smartest man in the world.
Did Goofy
say that?
Damn.
No, Goofy says he has a picture of Mr. Solutions up in his. He has a picture. He says he likes Mr. Solutions because he's smart.
For me being a Mexican watching white people, that was a great show. I remember all those wonderful people in the chat room. Strokes in there.
He said if Mr. Solutions died, he'd be the smartest man in the world.
So all Mr. Goofy, all Goofy Bone talk about is just like
wasn't
other
the,
shows.
Wasn't
like,
the Christmas special?
All he talked about is drama, the bitches that he fucked,
and
smoking weed. He's just Goofy
this
Bone.
The actual Star Wars holiday special. Oh, okay.
You got 3 minutes left, Ron. That's a wrap.
I guess
that's
that one.
Yeah.
I hear you guys on Goofy Bone show.
Yeah, I'm about to call in. Fuck it. I'm
looking at
too.
The phone numbers now, but yeah, man, I have to. Right, but you Skype it too, so shit.
You gotta type them two numbers in though. You got two numbers.
See my Twitter account. See, you know, it said, "Hey, you is currently suspended for suspicious activity." Fuck Twitter.
Dang.
Man. I'm going in and talk shit about.
Hold on. They got women selling pussy on Twitter. They sell weed, Xanax,
exactly.
And ecstasy on Twitter.
Exactly.
These young people are so stupid. I got mollies.
Exactly. See, I was talking about how the government treats its veterans, and they kicked me off for suspicious activity.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, y'all, check this out. We're done. I'm out of time. It's been fun. Excellent show. Appreciate everybody that came tonight. Sure appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the same.
Catch you guys later.
Appreciate
good talking with you.
Stay
well.
I'll
do you in a moment.
I'm going to troll, y'all. Y'all take care.
Have
I'm going to troll on Goofy Bone.
I'll see you there. Have a good night. Be cool.